11th, 2001, and a crystal clear late summer morning no one will ever forget.
Wait, oh my God, another has just hit. It hit another building.
This seems like being in a war. This is terrible. We lost tons of guys.
On this 8th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, Americans will remember the nearly 3,000 people who were killed. One of them was Glenn Winnick, whose brother Jay makes a pilgrimage to Ground Zero each year.
I find it therapeutic to come to the service and hear the names being read.
And there will be a memorial this morning. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell is at Ground Zero.
This is the first 9/11 anniversary where family members will not have the chance to descend into the pit. Instead, Port Authority Executive Director Chris Ward says they'll be on the 9/11 memorial, which is still very much under construction.
This year, they will literally be walking out onto the plaza floor.
And there's been dramatic progress on what used to be known as the Freedom Tower.
One World Trade, when they stand to the south and look north, is steel is erected 200 feet above grade.
The memorial is slated for completion in 2 years and One World Trade in 2013.
I'm Steve Kathan at Ground Zero. Along with the victims of the attack, people here will remember those who got sick in the aftermath.
You could not breathe.
Fireman Robert Gallione was forced to retire late last year.
As a fireman, you know, your lungs are everything.
Similar story for former cop Ernest Vallibuona.
I didn't expect to retire as a cancer patient.
By one account, 10,000 responders and residents have received federally funded treatment for health problems tied to 9/11.
There will also be services today in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where United Flight 93 crashed, and at the Pentagon. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, President Obama will be leading the observances across the Potomac.
Well, that's right, Nick. After a moment of silence within the hour here, marking the time the first plane hit the Trade Center Tower, the president will head to the Pentagon for a speech at the memorial there. He rarely mentions Osama bin Laden by name, but in a CBS News interview earlier this year, he was blunt.
My preference, obviously, would be to capture or kill him.
Michael Scheuer, former head of the CIA's bin Laden unit, questions U.S. strategy in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region where bin Laden is thought to be hiding.
It's a very odd situation where we're flooding the country with troops, but none of them are engaged against al-Qaeda.
But the president always says his plan is aimed at dismantling and destroying al-Qaeda. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In the wake of the 9/11 attacks, Muslim Americans faced a rising tide of animosity. What's happened in the years since? We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Well, Nick, the backlash from the attacks hit Muslims in this country quickly and painfully.
Maybe it was an easy guilt by association and just assigning the blame for the entire faith and community. And also it has given a green light for people to discriminate and target American Muslims.
Niyad Awad is executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. He says conservative talk radio and other outlets have fed the frenzy, but with President Obama now in office, he says there's empathy and hope for American Muslims.
He recognized that American Muslims have suffered some injustice.
Reporting live, Peter King, CBS News.
Along with commemorating what happened 8 years ago, Americans across the country are rolling up their sleeves and getting involved because by presidential proclamation, 9/11 is also a national day of service.
Make a commitment on 9/11 to continue serving because really it's only through this unity and coming together that we're going to continue to tackle these tough challenges that this country is facing.
Nicola Gorin is...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Save money in the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter has one of the nation's top environmental...
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Breaking from Real Housewives, Top Chef, American Idol, and John and Cade for a moment, we take time out to tip our hats to the folks at Animal Planet, who just scored the most watched episode ever of their groundbreaking Whale Wars reality show. The season 2 finale audience peaked at around 1.3 million viewers, and the show has been named the second best performing season in the history of the network.
Through windows, all of those things is not an uncommon occurrence in Aspen right now.
A man was mauled last night inside his home. He's in the hospital. Sports: Rockies sweep the Reds. The win puts them within 2 games of first place Los Angeles. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk news update. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a bad start as you're making your way around Denver. We're looking at a pretty decent trip on I-25 to and through the tech center. 36 is in excellent shape. Same deal on 270 across Commerce City. Outside the metro, though, it sounds like a bunch of elk are moving around in Jefferson County. In fact, somebody hit one on Evergreen Parkway right around that big Safeway, so you could see some flashing lights. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid-70s, currently 61. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
For an apology, how about
AM 760. Colorado's
Friday, September 11th, everybody. Welcome to the Bill Press Show. On this day, we remember the sad events of 8 years ago, with solemn ceremonies today at the Pentagon in Pennsylvania and at Ground Zero. This Friday edition of the Bill Press Show coming to you live, coast to coast, all the way across the great United States of America, starting out with our radio factory here on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., just down the street from the United States Capitol building, a drizzly, rainy, cold September 11 in Washington, D.C. 866-55 Press, our toll-free number. You help make the show, and love to hear from you at 866-55-77-377 on any topic at any time. Been talking a lot about Joe Wilson this morning. And we're going to get into this hour more about the health care reform legislation, where we stand, what the prospects are for a strong public plan option, with Eric Massa, Democratic congressman from New York. And we'll kick off the hour by talking about Glenn Beck. He has taken down another another White House aide. Meanwhile, Team Press standing by, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning. Hello, guys.
Happy Friday.
Good morning.
You kind of look like you're ready for the weekend, both of you.
You think?
Right? Yeah.
This weekend. Yeah, I'm missing work, but this weekend particularly, I'm ready.
You know why? Because you had last week off, and so this week is a long.
I want to work another day because it was a 4-day work week because of Labor Day.
You can come in tomorrow.
Maybe I will.
It might be lonely.
I'll see you here?
No.
Okay. All right.
I'm ready for football this weekend. NFL season back underway. Giants are going to rock it this year. I'm ready to have some fun.
Me too.
Wow, Dan, are the Giants playing today? I didn't realize.
Oh. Hey, and yesterday the Senate took time out to remember one of their own. The Senate had its own memorial yesterday, giving members, Republicans and Democrats, a chance to go to the floor of the Senate and remember the great Teddy Kennedy, led by perhaps the senior member of the Senate, Robert Byrd from West Virginia.
Let us never forget Ted Kennedy's extraordinary contribution to this great and magnificent country. It is largely unmatched.
And will be largely unmatched. So we'll get into Glenn Beck. He is on the warpath, brought down one czar, Van Jones. Who is next? We'll find out. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Jay Leno hard at work promoting his new TV show that premieres on NBC Monday night at 10 Eastern. And while doing so, he took a stab at his former time slot competitor, Leno declared himself more of a comedian than David Letterman in an interview with the New York Post. He considers the Late Show host a broadcaster who is an excellent comedian, but wasn't as quite as good in nightclubs as he himself was. Leno considers himself a comedian first, broadcaster second.
You know, that's probably accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Leno more as more of a comedian than Letterman. They're both good.
As we just mentioned, NFL football got underway last night, and while we didn't see John Madden in the broadcast booth, turns out he's not all about retirement after all. ESPN reports the famous coach and broadcaster is now a special advisor to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. The position is unpaid, but he'll consult with Goodell on matters pertaining to the game, including competitive issues, coaching, personal development, technological innovations, player safety, and the Football Hall of Fame.
You know he can't stay away from football.
Not at all.
Not getting paid? Just go retire. Just have fun. Drive the big bus around.
You can't. And turns out the 18-year-old sprinter, who was a female but many thought may be a male, that won big at the World Track and Field Championships in Berlin last month, is actually a hermaphrodite. Castor Semenya ran in the women's race but was forced to undergo gender testing because no one thought that she was actually a woman. News is she's half male, half female, no womb or ovaries, but has three times the normal testosterone levels of your average woman.
So there you are. Is she a man or a woman? Yes, is the answer. How about Glenn Beck? Do you think he's a hermaphrodite? Oh, I don't know.
I'm not going to say anything.
I won't go that far. My column posted on our website today, this week's column is on this whole flap with Glenn Beck. The title of the column, Glenn Beck, Joe McCarthy Lives, up under today's links on our website at BillPressShow.com. A person who's been following Glenn Beck and his impact on the Obama White House, senior congressional correspondent for the Huffington Post, Ryan Grimm, joining us here on the program this morning. Hey, Ryan, thanks for coming along.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill.
So Glenn Beck, he's on this really crusade, personal crusade almost, to take down all these people, the so-called czars in the Obama White House. And the first time around, he went after Van Jones is pretty effective, wasn't he?
Oh, he sure was. He took him down, and it didn't actually take very long either. Within a couple weeks of him pounding the table, he was gone.
Well, he has this whole theory, which I find totally bizarre, right? That Obama is carrying off this coup d'état, he calls it, right? Turning this, that Obama himself is a communist agitator who's the goal is to turn this country into a communist dictatorship using AmeriCorps, of all things, right?
Yes.
And then he surrounded himself with these commie agitators and radicals in the White House who are going to help him carry this out. But people actually believe this stuff?
Right. This is a president who won't draw a line in the sand on just creating a public health insurance option that people could buy into. You know, he won't even go so far as to say that is essential for health care reform. Yet, according to Glenn Beck, he's, you know, on some road to serfdom or tyranny or totalitarianism or socialism, even or anarchism. Sometimes he talks about he's on the road to anarchism, you know, the opposite of communism. But whatever.
Now, do you as you mentioned? What stunned me is I saw Glenn Beck doing this, and at first I thought, you know, this guy's crazy. I mean, nobody's going to take him seriously. But in about 2 weeks' time, right, the Congress wasn't even in session. So without any help from Congress, really without any help from most other conservative talk show hosts, I mean, this was a Glenn Beck thing, and yet Van Jones is out of a job today. Did the White House roll over too easily?
Sure, I think they did, because if they think that they can, you know, toss this lion a chunk of meat and he's going to be satisfied, they're crazy. Because, you know, 5 minutes later, he's pacing back and forth in the cage. He wants more. It only confirms in Glenn Beck's mind that he was correct. You know, to Glenn Beck's mind, if Van Jones resigns, then that proves that there are, closet or out-of-the-closet communists working in the administration. The only reason that they've resigned is that Glenn Beck fiercely exposed them. So that to him, that means that there are tons more. He just needs to go out and find them, and as soon as he finds them, then they'll be gone too. So him stepping down doesn't do anything for Beck or his couple million viewers who are convinced that there has been some communist takeover of this country.
Now, I must admit, I never heard of Van Jones before this whole flap started. Now, the second target that Glenn Beck has gone after with some success is a guy named Yossi Sargent. I never heard of him either. Who the hell is he?
He is a really popular figure among kind of grassroots activists in the art world. He is a promoter and an organizer from Los Angeles, and by all accounts, an extremely talented guy. He's the one that if it weren't for him, people wouldn't have seen the Shepherd Fairey's Hope and Progress. You know, those iconic posters.
Iconic posters. I have one in my office right here. Yeah.
There you go. He's the one that actually brought it to an Obama fundraiser out in Los Angeles in February 2008. Obama saw it, stopped in the middle of his remarks, said, "Wow, I like that." And then made it part of his campaign, and has since credited with helping him get a lot of the youth vote, and could capture that kind of cool essence that he had. So
Sargent was working with the National Endowment for the Arts then, right?
They made him communications director,
okay,
which may have been a mistake from the beginning, because people might not think of it at first, but communications director for the NEA requires the utmost level of political dexterity, because it is a position where you are constantly under assault from the far right. The NEA is...
They've tried to get rid of it.
It represents everything that the far right hates about government. So you need somebody that is really prepared to handle onslaughts like that. And Sargent is more somebody who is a grassroots organizer and promoter, not somebody who is ready to take on Glenn Beck.
A diplomat. So he's out of a job. What did he do to get himself thrown out of a job? I mean, he's still with the NEA, I understand, but he no longer is communications director because of what sin he committed.
That's almost hard to say what exact sin he committed, but it goes back to this conference call that happened in August. It's not exactly clear who started the conference call, who initiated it. Sargent invited some artists to be part of it, because that's part of the reason that he's valuable to the White House. That is that he has lots of connections with the hipper artists out there. So one of the things that Michelle Obama and Barack Obama have been pushing through the campaign is this notion of service,
right?
In contrast to what the Bush administration was doing. And this was a conference call about how artists can get involved with national and community service, and how they can use art to promote service. Now, you go ahead and figure out what's controversial about
that. Well, obviously, national service is subversive activity.
Sure. AmeriCorps is a bunch of jackbooted brown shirts, and anybody engaged in service is, whatever. So
anybody's volunteer to help make this a better country is pinko commie. We're talking with Ryan Grimm, chief congressional correspondent for Huffington Post. Ryan, so who are let me put this. I want to play for you and our listeners a clip. This is Sean Hannity. By the way, I don't think Sean Hannity had anything to do with this. I'm not trying to defend him. I'm just saying this was really Glenn Beck's deal. He's the one who first raised these issues. But Sean Hannity out in West Virginia the other day takes credit for this and says, we're going to keep going after other people. Here's Hannity.
Do you want another czar?
No.
I don't think so. By the way, we got one. We got rid of one. And my job starting tomorrow night is to get rid of every other one. I promise you that.
All right, so now they've got two. Who else is next, or who else is on the list?
Well, it's funny. Now they want to go after Cass Sunstein, and the left is kind of like...
I never heard of him either, so there you go.
He's a professor who, maybe he's center left. He's more of kind of a centrist. He has spent most of his academic career saying things that are pleasing to conservatives, while being, generally kind of a liberal guy.
What's his job?
He was just confirmed yesterday for some administration position. I'm sure that Beck will call it, will give it a czar name somehow. And that's the other thing. These guys aren't czars. They were calling Van Jones' green job czar. What is that? Van Jones, he had a laptop and worked out of the administration, but he wasn't a czar of anything. That it was just kind of a media shorthand or they don't really have the power that goes with a czar.
No. Well, you know why they use the word czar? Because czar is Russia. Right. Czar is commie. Czar just plays right into the whole Beck theory. I got to tell you, it's pretty scary. I've been calling it the Beckification of politics. You've been covering it and writing a lot about it, Ryan. Good work. And thanks for taking time for us this morning.
Good morning, Bill.
All right. You got it. And if you want to learn more about this Van Jones thing, he made a couple of dumb mistakes, but not enough to cost him his job, if you ask me. My column up at BillPressShow.com, Glenn Beck, Joe McCarthy Lives, 866-55-PRESS. Let me tell you, a lot of friends of mine, they don't take this Glenn Beck seriously. I take him seriously. He is more dangerous than Rush Limbaugh ever was. He's crazier. Yes, he's also more dangerous. 866-55-PRESS, and Fox News is 1,000% behind him.
This is The Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 47.com. Freedom47.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
According to Javelin Research, every 3 seconds, another identity is stolen. This year, nearly 10 million people will have their identities, credit cards, and bank account numbers stolen. Some think credit monitoring alone is enough, but that won't help stop identity theft or help you repair the damage. LifeLock does both. LifeLock monitors over 10,000 black market websites for your information. They request free annual credit reports and request your name be removed from pre-approved credit card offers. And if you become a victim of identity theft while a member of LifeLock because of a failure in their service, they'll help you fix it, up to $1 million. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when the cost to help protect it is so low? The call takes just minutes. And mention PRESS for an additional 20% off. Call 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
Duracell has come to the rescue of power-hungry portable devices with their new line of instant chargers. If your gadget can be recharged via USB, it can be recharged on the go with these rechargeable pocket chargers. The best bit is the price. They only cost around $20 for the instant charger and $50 for the powerhouse model. Both provide more talk time, camera light, or ebook reading at a moment's notice.
Shop
top news for the cast of SNL. Reports suggest that two familiar faces have been dropped from the show. Casey Wilson and Michaela Watkins, who's best known for her impersonations of Barbara Walters and Today Show co-host Hoda Kotb, will move aside for newcomers Jenny Slate and Nassim Pedrad when the 35th season begins on September 26th.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Just when you thought it was safe to return to reality TV, Susan Boyle is back. But this time, she's conquering online sales charts. Her debut album, I Dreamed a Dream, is number one on Amazon.com, despite the fact that it won't be released until November. As fans rush to pre-order their copy, Boyle climbed to the top of the charts, beating competition from Whitney Houston and the Beatles.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
This is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
Real experts on communism, they're able to point it out anywhere. They're masters of propaganda, just like the communists were. Well, they're all about overthrowing, you know, the government, Obama's government, you know, one person
well,
after another.
Man, you know, you got a point there. I just find the whole thing about communism, I mean, to be silly today. I mean, who thinks commies are really a threat to anybody today? I mean, these people are living in the 1950s.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-209-9451. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-209-9451. That's 1-800-209-9451. 1-800-209-9451.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Just one problem downtown if you're getting your commute started. Auto versus bike crash, Spear and Cherokee on the highways. Things not so bad right now. Our heaviest spot in Thornton, southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Want to remind you the elk are starting to come down. An Evergreen Parkway had a person hit an elk right there in front of the Safeway. So do keep your eyes peeled out for the elk. Your forecast, breezy in the AM, partly cloudy skies and a high near 74. Right now, 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Enjoy a less stressful commute today with help from Rider Rangers. Call 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org for a free list of carpool partners or van pools in your area. That's drcog.org or 303-458-POOL.
Hello, AM 760 listeners. It's Tom Hartman for Outdoor Kitchen. Outdoor Kitchen has everything you'll need for Colorado outdoor living. They have the largest selection of barbecue grills and grill accessories in the Rocky Mountains. And Outdoor Kitchen has a huge selection of high-quality patio furniture. Do yourself a favor this year. Stop in to see all there is to see at Outdoor Kitchen. You'll find them at I-225 and Tamarack behind Sonic. Call 303-991-9911, 303-991-9911, or go to OutdoorKitchen.com.
Attention homeowners. President Obama just passed the Homeowner Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center at 800-590-5390. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the U.S. Loan Assistance Center was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-590-5390. Again, that's 800-590-5390. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5390. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. Thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
All right, Tom, take down this number.
Sorry, I can't. I'm driving. Can you call back and leave it on my voicemail?
When driving, make safety your most important call. This message brought to you by the wireless industry and this radio station.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Well, the big news of the week, President Obama's speech to a joint session of Congress on health care reform Wednesday evening. Watching very closely in the House chamber, a new member of the House of Representatives representing New York's 29th Congressional District, graduate of the Naval Academy at Annapolis and a 24-year veteran and Navy commander, now in the United States Congress, strong proponent of the public plan option. It's good to have him back on the show, Congressman Eric Massa. Hey, Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Great to be with you this morning.
Thank you. The president had a big job to kind of reignite everybody's batteries there, recharge everybody's batteries, reignites everybody's fire, I guess, on Wednesday night. How did he do, do you think?
Well, I can tell you that in person, it was a tremendous delivery. He gave a great core value, impassioned speech that touched on the emotions of the issue and struck a wonderful chord with those certainly in the chamber, and I believe from what I've heard from my constituents, those around the country. But now the devil's in the details, Bill. We still don't have a piece of legislation from the White House. So we've got to see what it is we're going to get in writing to work from, and I always, you know, I'm a skeptic until I actually read the legislation. Because what we have right now, H.R. 3200, does not meet the goals of what the president laid out.
Well, you and I have talked before a couple of times, particularly about the public plan option. And, you know, the president indicated his support for it, but he also indicated he wasn't willing to throw everything else out if there were no public plan option. Just to refresh our listeners, here's how the president put it Wednesday evening.
An additional step we can take to keep insurance companies honest is by making a not-for-profit public option available in the insurance exchange.
So do you take that as a commitment, a solid commitment, or do you take it as just, take it or leave it?
I take it, but what he said, it's an additional step. So I did not hear a absolute commitment, which is what the debate is about. But unless we have, and I like the idea of not-for-profit. I love how you put that in there because it kind of describes what we're dealing with.
Yep.
Nice contrast to Cigna and Humana and all the rest. If we don't have that, we are simply going to drive tens of millions of Americans into the arena of private for-profit health insurance, and that's going to be like gladiators and the lions. And I can't buy off on that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what that means is however many million Americans who are unemployed right now who are going to be required to buy insurance, they will have to buy insurance from the private insurance companies. So I have no choice, correct?
And I think that will make the problem worse. Now, I want to be with the president on this. I really do. But I am not going to go boldly in the wrong direction. I simply won't do that. And I'm getting heat from both sides. I'm going to start publishing what I call the worst email of the day. I got one from a doctor today, a physician, that agreed with Joe Wilson, said that agreed with what he called out, and said because we have a law that requires all be seen in emergency rooms, the president was not telling the truth. Of course, the president didn't say that. He said nothing in the legislation
provides
health care illegally. He was telling the truth. But this is just show you how crazy we've gotten, Bill. This is a doctor. This is an emergency room physician telling me and defending the fact that we should not be seeing patients who cannot pay in an emergency room. I thought there was something called the Hippocratic Oath. I thought we first, you know, we said do no harm. But this is the level of the vitriol. Well, here, let me put it this way. The angst, the anxiety, and the anger that has been stoked on the airwaves by the fires of misinformation, and it is not serving the interests of this country, period.
It's pretty scary that a doctor, right, a doctor would have that attitude. I share your shock at that, Congressman. Let me ask you back to the public plan option. You know, some people have said, okay, if we can't have the whole thing, let's at least have a trigger so that if the insurance companies within 5 years haven't lowered the cost, will trigger a public plan option, or maybe have a pilot plan for the next 4 years to see whether we can work out the public plan option. Would either of those be acceptable to you?
I'd rather see a pilot plan than a trigger.
Yeah.
A trigger is just kind of a gun aimed at our own foot. You know, we had a trigger in Medicare Part D, and it never got pulled. As a result, we got donut holes and seniors scratching their heads about
right.
Who, how, what, where, and why. So I don't like the idea of a trigger. If the best we can get is a pilot plan, maybe, and gosh knows I'm not committing to this because I haven't seen the legislation. This is what is kind of frustrating to members of Congress right now. There is no written proposal from the administration. All we have is H.R. 3200, which is the tri-committee bill in the House. There's different versions of it. It has yet to be worked out among the three committees, let alone with whatever the Senate's going to bring. And remember, they're saying absolutely no
right.
to a public option. So this is what is having some of us in the United States Congress really scratching our head. Great speech. I think that the vast majority of Americans agree with the president's priorities, but the devil's in the details, and now it's time to read the backs of cereal boxes.
All right. Now, the other, we're talking again with Congressman Eric Massa, representing New York's 29th Congressional District, a freshman member of Congress, but already a real leader in the health care reform legislation battle, the battle for it. Congressman, of course, what got so much attention Wednesday night was the outburst of Joe Wilson from South Carolina. Yesterday morning, the Honorable Whip of the House of Representatives, James Clyburn, was here on the show, and I asked him, whether or not that apology that Joe Wilson made right away in his phone call to Rahm Emanuel was sufficient. I'd like you to listen to what the whip had to say.
Joe Wilson needs to go to the well of the House and to apologize to the president in that same sanctuary that he made the insult.
So putting out a written apology last night is not enough?
No, not in my opinion. No, sir. I think that that's a cowardly way to do it.
He said cowardly way to do it, and that Wilson should have to do that in front of the full House. Do you agree, Congressman?
Here's the picture on this situation, Bill. It is really not about Joe Wilson. It really isn't. It's about the level to which we have sunk in this country when these kinds of behaviors are not only encouraged by the vitriol and the level of national angst, but it, again, divides this nation. I have a small understanding of this at over 50 town hall meetings I've conducted recently.
Right.
50. I've been called every name in the book. But this is a national issue. And Congressman Wilson, I believe, has a national responsibility to help lead this nation away from this kind of behavior. I appreciate the fact that he has apologized to the president, and I appreciate the fact that the president has accepted the apology. But this is bigger than either two of those individuals. This is about the future of our country and the future of good governance, where somehow we restore the ability to disagree without being disagreeable. And that's not the situation right now, and it's very, very dangerous.
Well, you know, I raised this point yesterday at the White House briefing with Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, using almost the same words that you did, Congressman, that what's at stake here really is it's the respect and decorum for the House in the House of Representatives, and respect for the office of the presidency of the United States, no matter who is in it. And, you know, Joe Wilson is out there today. He's got a YouTube video up asking people to send him money if they agree with him. So he's profiteering, not his own pocket, right? He's profiteering for his campaign.
I think that YouTube video is inappropriate. I think it continues to stoke the fires of vitriol inappropriately. It certainly does not represent any contriteness.
No.
Part of me feels empathy. I mean, everybody's going to make tremendous mistakes in their life. Goodness knows I think Joe Wilson's made one. But this, again, is bigger than him. And it's about the future of good governance. I have been made one of the most number one targets because I have stood steadfastly discussing the need to provide quality health care for all Americans. I'm a single-payer guy. I mean, I've been that way ever since I was a cancer survivor. I'm coming up on my 11th anniversary. And that stand has really put a bullseye on my back. You know, I'm not drawing a line in the sand. We got to get this job done. But you cannot continue down the path of what we saw in the well of the House and then magnify that on all these other TV and radio shows that are just frankly out of control.
Well, I got to tell you, Congressman, you know, I believe you're right on single payer. You were right on the public plan option, and I value the fact that you're out there fighting the good fight. So keep it up, and we'll stay in touch with you.
Thank you very much. God bless, and good health to you and your listeners.
All right. Thanks, Congressman Eric Massa. You know, this guy's in the Navy for 24 years. He knows what he's doing. Freshman member of Congress, but he's already a major player in the health care reform battle, and he's on the right side of the issues, I believe.
I want every American to know this. We will rebuild. We will recover. And the United States of America will emerge stronger than before.
The official morning show of the Obama generation. The Bill Press Show.
You are listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Hey. Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 47 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
That's 2 full weeks free, and all you have to do is call us, choose your flavor, and see how much weight you can lose. But you have to hurry. The number of free supplies is limited.
Call now to find out how to get your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. Supplies are limited, so you have to hurry. 1-800-506-3985. That's 1-800-506-3985. 1-800-506-3985.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Some prankster threw a dummy over the I-25 Emerson Street Bridge there as you go ahead and northbound, so do be careful as you're making your way towards downtown. Auto versus bike accident at Spear and Cherokee, that's also messing things up downtown. And the High Country had a elk hit in front of the Safeway there on Evergreen Parkway just a little bit earlier, so do be advised, some of that wildlife coming down to town. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds and breezy as a cold front hits Colorado. Highs in the metro today only in the lower to mid-70s. Right now it's 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You wouldn't buy your knickers without trying them on, would you? So don't purchase a home without checking the sewer system. Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems. As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
You're listening to AM 76.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Tyson Anytizers and DiGiorno Pizza cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx. The only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code? TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
I was just reading my man or whatever, and I had, and he had threw the ball to my man, and the ball had bounced up in the air, and I had caught it and had picked it out there.
Ooh, I got it. Yeah. That clip, not doctored. That's exactly the way he said it. And finally, yes, this week it was, of course, the shout heard round the world.
Number one.
This, too, is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal.
Whoa.
Not true.
They're our favorite clips of the week. Joe Wilson, by the way, on this 8th anniversary of September 11, a pretty shocking story. I don't know whether you saw it last night on ABC News. Brian Ross, best investigative reporter in the business, interviewing a former FBI informant who called himself Mohammed, that wasn't his real name, and who actually infiltrated a terror cell down in Miami in 2000. And one of the guys that he met down there was Mohammed Atta, the brains behind September 11. He figured out that Atta was a dangerous guy, and he actually contacted him, talked to him, was suggesting to the FBI that we ought to really target this Mohammed Atta, and the FBI said, no, forget about him. We want you to focus on two other guys instead that this informant, Mohammed, thought were really fake. Here's what he told Brian Ross yesterday.
In early 2001, the FBI sent Assad to infiltrate small mosque outside Miami. There, he says, he spotted and even recorded conversations with the man later identified as 9/11 hijack leader Mohammed Atta, as well as several others in his group.
You saw them? Yes, and even I prayed in the mosque, the private mosque, and I went to certain private meetings.
But Assad says over his objections, the FBI told him to leave Atta alone and instead to set up and sting two men that he calls wannabe terrorists.
And he also said that he believes if he had been kept on that that mission, if the FBI had not called him off the Mohammed Atta tracking, that they might have learned about September 11 and might have been able to prevent those terrorist attacks. Pretty shocking story. And I'll be back with today's parting shot.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000
$10 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 47.com. Freedom47.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Breaking news. The IRS announced that their settlement divisions will now grant more leniency to help Americans who cannot pay the IRS. This is an unprecedented opportunity for anyone who owes back taxes. The CBS Evening News and the Wall Street Journal interviewed Nationwide Tax Relief for this story. Here is Nationwide's founder and CEO, Richard Boggs.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000. Some owe several million. And tax debt reductions right now in the 50 to 90% range are not unusual when you have the history and the relationships with the IRS like we do. My staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients than ever before. The IRS will discontinue this leniency program. Anyone who's been procrastinating about their IRS problem just got very lucky.
Call Nationwide for your free confidential consultation at 800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
We don't sell toilets, we don't sell cheese. We've got it going with our expertise. We sell appliances and that is all. Our giant showroom's like a freaking mall. We've got more friends than any store. 2 minutes north of Flatiron Mall for sure. If you want cheap, then cheap we'll do. But yes, we sell the very best ones too. If you live north, then you're in luck. If you live south, then you'll save a buck. Appliances are such a thrill. For 16 years now, here long. We cannot help it if they hate this song. Appliances are what we do. MountainHighAppliance.com for you.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Friday, September 11, my parting shot for today. Well, with all the attention to South Carolina nutcase Joe Wilson, as usual, the media is missing what may be the real story. Everybody's been talking about his unbelievable rudeness in calling President Obama a liar. What the media is missing is that Wilson himself was lying when he called Obama a liar about health care and illegal immigrants. In fact, according to PolitiFact, when the president said, quote, there are those who claim that our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This, too, is false. You know, the sentence which triggered Wilson to shout out, you lie. According to PolitiFact, Obama was indeed telling the truth. Under the Obama plan, those here illegally would not qualify to buy insurance under the public option, if there is one, nor would they qualify for government subsidies to low-income people who can't afford insurance. Now, of course, if an illegal immigrant gets hit by a bus and ends up in the emergency room, they're going to be treated, and you and I are going to pay for it. But that's not part of Obama's plan. That's the way it is today. That's the way it's always been. And that's the way it always will be, because faced with a life-or-death situation, doctors are not going to check for somebody's green card first. Bottom line, wouldn't you know it? On this issue, the man who called President Obama a liar is himself a liar. By the way, don't forget, on our website, BillPressShow.com, please go there and click in. Send Joe Wilson your outrage. Tell John Boehner that he ought to be reprimanded on the floor of the House. Joe Wilson should be. And send some money to Rob Miller, the Democrat who's running against Joe Wilson. And while you're there, don't forget, also, if you haven't already done so, sign up, buy a monthly or yearly podcast subscription to the Bill Press Show. On Monday, Glenn Thrush from Politico and Rick Sanchez from CNN. All right, here we go. Now's your chance. Go out and have a great, great weekend. See you back on the radio on Monday.
This
is the Bill Press.
Attention homeowners. President Obama just passed the Homeowner Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center at 800-590-5390. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the U.S. Loan Assistance Center was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-590-5390. Again, that's 800-590-5390. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5390. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Underway now at Ground Zero in New York, a somber ceremony led by Vice President Biden, marking the 8th anniversary of the attack on the World Trade Center on this day, September 11th in 2001, and at the White House, a pealing of bells. A moment of silence was observed a short time ago at 8:46 Eastern Time, the exact moment the first of two hijacked planes struck one of the Twin Towers. Today, Police Sergeant Jim Buscemi refuses to forget.
It doesn't get easier, but it's just important that we're always here.
Live to Ground Zero on CBS News correspondent Steve Cathan.
And in just a couple of minutes, another moment of silence to mark when the second plane hit the South Tower. Families of the dead are braving the elements here. It's very rainy and windy. Some are holding pictures of their loved ones. They and volunteers began reading the names of the dead, and that'll take a few hours. Frank?
Not long after the attacks on 9/11 on New York and Washington, the United States launched its war on terrorism. 8 years later, that war goes on. CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate.
Without a doubt, we're much safer than we were right before 9/11. The problem and the conundrum for security officials as well as the Obama administration is the fact that we're not yet completely safe.
On this anniversary, American forces in Afghanistan are facing a resurgent enemy, but the head of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Carl Levin, says he is against sending more troops. American and Australian researchers say the new H1N1 flu vaccine is strong enough to protect most adults with just one shot. It takes effect in 8 to 10 days. What's new on campus? At one college, it's the graveyard shift.
Bunker Hill Community College in Boston is offering two midnight classes because of growing demand from parents, job seekers, and workers who want to be available for whatever day and evening shifts they can get. The American Association of Community Colleges says Bunker Hill's the only school doing that, even though community colleges around the country report record enrollment and not enough room in the classroom. As for those who have to stay awake, short naps and a little mind adjustment seem to be working. Peter King, CBS News.
On and near the Yale campus in New Haven, Connecticut, police and the FBI are looking for graduate student Annie Lee, who disappeared on Tuesday and has not been heard from since. Yale student Denise Kent suspects the worst.
We all walk up and down these streets, so it could have been any of us.
Lee was scheduled to be married on Sunday. Jermaine Jackson was looking forward to it.
This is just part of continuing on to keep his legacy alive.
But this month's scheduled Michael Jackson tribute concert in Vienna has been canceled. Organizers say too many of the stars they wanted had scheduling conflicts, and the Austrian press was too negative. They hope to hold the concert in London next June. And just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up about 2 points. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. Thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
With my dry eyes, it felt like a sandstorm in my eyes. And I knew it could lead to eye health issues, so it was hard to focus on anything else. But now I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Mild, moderate, or severely dry eyes? There's a Clear Eyes brand tears product for you. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy, moist environment the way nature intended for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
I finally see a solution.
Clear Eyes tears products for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. An Aspen man is in the hospital after being mauled by a bear inside his home last night. It's the third time this summer a bear has attacked a person, and two of the three have occurred inside homes.
They're just kind of wandering around the neighborhoods. They come across houses. Once they figure out there's food inside those houses, quite frankly, you cannot build a residential home that's going to keep a 400-pound bear out.
Randy Hampton with the Division of Wildlife, whose officers are looking for that bear. Governor Ritter has one of the nation's top environmentalists in his reelection corner, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., giving glowing praise for Ritter in a speech before the Colorado conservation voters.
There's no governor in this country who has a better record or a stronger record than he does on the environment.
Kennedy praised Ritter's leadership in building a new energy economy and says he'll come to Colorado to campaign for Ritter. Sports, the Rockies sweep the Reds. They're red hot, 7 in a row. And now Colorado is within 2 games of first place Los Angeles in the National League West. The Rockies are at San Diego tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's been a busy and strange morning commute with dummies hanging off the bridges on I-25 right around Emerson, as well as one that just got reported near Lincoln. Didn't really slow anybody up, but did catch some looks, and it was, like I said, an unusual start to this morning's commute. We've got a crash on the left shoulder, southbound I-25 approaching 84th. 270 also getting busy across Commerce City, especially in those eastbound lanes, just as you're getting off of I-25 and making your way towards York. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with a high of about 76 degrees. There's a small chance of seeing some afternoon thunderstorms. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 47. Currently, it's 60 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Colorado Tourism Office. Plan your fall getaway today with deals on...
New or used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
60 Progressive Talk.
7:06 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Very busy day today on the show. At 7:30, we'll talk to Michael Scheuer. He was the former head of the CIA's Bin Laden unit on this 9/11. At 8, we'll check in with Christy Harvey. 8:30, the Huffington Post, Ryan Grimm, he's got an incredible story about how the Federal Reserve Bank has been effectively buying off economists all over the country. And those economists, of course, are then using their clout to say that the Federal Reserve shouldn't be reined in, shouldn't be regulated. It's a really, really gross story. At 9, we'll get an update on Harvest Week, which kicks off tomorrow here in Denver. And then at 9:20, we will get an update on a new study that says there's a major causative link between climate change and wildfires. So it's going to be a busy day here. Looking forward to the weekend. I don't know about you, but I felt like driving in today, it's like the first smell in the air of fall. You know, it had that crisp. It's got like right. And granted, me and Turk are up early, but I don't know. There's like that fall smell.
It's out there, man, and it's like windy.
It's windy and kind of crisp.
No, fall is, you know, Labor Day came and now we're into fall unofficially, yeah. But yeah,
it's
all over, Dave. It's all over.
The summer is all over, which is actually at least from a political perspective, that's okay. The summer was really, especially the August break, was really, really incredible. Let's get right to a national news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
So yesterday we got into a big discussion and debate about the health care issue after President Obama's speech. LA Times reports that President Obama's speech drew nearly 32 million viewers, 7 million more than tuned in for his July 22nd news conference. But the audience was 39% smaller than that for his first address to a joint session of Congress in February, which attracted 52 million viewers. Still, 32 million viewers is a lot of folk, is a lot of people. New York Times reports on the fallout of Obama's speech. The Times says that Obama's speech failed to bridge the gulf with Republicans. But Democrats said on Thursday that the president had largely succeeded in unifying his own party. Now, we got into it yesterday about whether Obama's speech was a retreat or not. I said it was. Some of you said it wasn't. And it got pretty heated here. Just want to tell you what happened in the aftermath, which I think proves that I was more accurate, or my predictions were more accurate. In the last 24 hours, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, according to CNN, have both begun backing off, pushing for a public option. That's according to CNN after Obama's speech. And the New York Times' big story today, the headline, President's Speech Allays Fears in the Health Insurance Industry. During the summer's heated discussion over health care, when Democrats were quick to portray the health insurance companies as the system's main villains, which of course they are, the industry seemed to be in policymakers' crosshairs, but as the specifics of Washington's proposed overhaul have emerged in recent days from Senator Max Baucus and President Obama, many industry analysts say insurers have nothing to fear. Mr. Obama, who'd stepped up his criticism of the industry, seemed to soften his stance on Wednesday. He recounted a few insurance horror stories, but then called insurance executives not bad people. Obama also made clear that the industry's biggest worry, the specter of a government-run public option competing with commercial insurance plans, was not a necessary ingredient to the legislation he seeks. Additionally, he emphasized that he did not want a drastic move away from the current system, under which private companies provide coverage to the bulk of working Americans who are insured. And the story is all about the insurance industry celebrating. So I think this should put to rest the idea that Obama's speech on the legislative details was not a retreat. It pretty clearly was a retreat. If you've got insurance industry executives celebrating in the New York Times, that's a pretty good signal. And if you have the congressional Democratic leadership starting to back off the public option, that's a pretty good signal that the retreat, that's what the speech was, a retreat. In other political news, other New York Times headline, Obama facing doubts within his own party on Afghanistan. The leading Senate Democrat on military matters said Thursday that he was against sending more American combat troops to Afghanistan until the United States speeded up the training and equipping of more Afghan security forces, the Obama administration moving to try to escalate the war in Iraq. Nancy Pelosi telling the Hill newspaper that she doesn't think there's going to be the votes there to support a troop escalation. This headline from the Politico, GOP cranks dominating debate. Joe Wilson, the congressman from South Carolina, his outburst Wednesday night earned more than a personal rebuke from the president and a dagger-eyed gasp from the Speaker of the House. It drew winces from Republicans worried that their party is becoming known less for the power of its ideas and more for the pettiness of its vitriol. Good story in the Politico. Six major trade associations urged Senate leaders to quickly raise the $12.1 trillion cap on the national debt, a move that will undoubtedly cause political headaches for Democrats facing serious questions about the cost of health care reform. It's really amazing. This is just, I gotta stop and just say this. It is really, really, really amazing to me. I put on my Twitter feed. You can find that at www.twitter.com/David Sirota. I put on my Twitter feed a link to a post that I had written earlier this week. Not a single reporter bothers to ask the White House or any congressional leader, how come the deficit line in the sand only on health care? How come health care is the only thing that Congress passes that has to be deficit neutral, but spending on the war, spending on corporate welfare, spending on the Pentagon, nobody talks about the deficit. Nobody. It's right in this story. It's incredible. This is just an incredible paragraph. Six trade associations urging Senate leaders to raise the $12.1 trillion cap on the debt, and that will cause political headaches for Democrats facing questions about the cost of health care reform. What about the cost of Wall Street bailouts? What about the cost? I mean, it's really, you see the propaganda system at work in terms of which questions are asked and which questions are not asked. Now, one of the ways to deal with the deficit in a serious way is to deal with tax reform, and that's back in the news. The Hill newspaper's headline, Buffett tells Democrats rich need to pay more. Warren Buffett, the renowned investor and world's second richest man, told Senate Democrats that wealthy Americans need to pay higher taxes, giving Democrats something to mull as they address health care reform and soaring deficits. I mean, if you got Warren Buffett saying that he's paying a lower effective tax rate than his secretaries and telling Senate Democrats they need to raise taxes on the rich, it should be a no-brainer in a Democratic Congress. What was amazing about this story, of course, again, you want to talk about the media propaganda system. Senators said it was refreshing to hear a positive assessment of the nation's economic system from Buffett after listening to months of criticism from the left about capitalist excess and the inability of markets to self-regulate. Yeah, the left has been the problem. After a massive multi-trillion-dollar Wall Street meltdown, it's the left that's been the problem. What a joke. This frickin' paper sounds like Mike Rosen. Back to health care. Washington Post reports liberals crank up heat, send Obama another letter demanding a meeting. Speech or no speech, it looks like House progressives have no intention whatsoever of easing their pressure on Obama to keep a meaningful public option in the health care bill. House progressive leaders just sent another letter to the president, reiterating their demand for inclusion of the public option and insisting on a face-to-face meeting to discuss it. Obama met with centrist, quote-unquote, centrist senators yesterday. Both of our Colorado senators were met with them. And now the progressives are saying they want a meeting with Obama as well. And in our final national news story, you remember Van Jones, the Green Jobs aide in the White House. Political terrorist Glenn Beck and his right-wing lynch mob went after Glenn Beck. And we had on Tim Wise to discuss some of the roots of why Van Jones was originally targeted. And I said he was probably in part targeted for his race, but also he was in part targeted because he came out of progressive movement politics. He's not a Washington insider. Right? Van Jones signed a petition that a 9/11 petition that he later apologized for. This apparently is a fireable offense. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, a Washington and Wall Street insider, pays his taxes, you know, basically cheats on his taxes or pays them late. Gets gifts from the banking industry. Nobody says that he should be fired. And that double standard, I think, comes from the fact that the Obama administration, for all of its talk of Obama coming out of movement politics, is far more willing to stand by Washington insiders than it is progressive movement activists. Here's a story off the wire adding to this. This is from the Huffington Post. Glenn Beck has struck again. Yossi Sargent, who recently popped up on Beck's radar for his involvement in a conference call on national service, yeah, what a controversial topic, has been asked to resign by the Obama administration as communications director of the National Endowments for the Arts. Sargent comes out of progressive movement politics, and he has been removed from that position after Glenn Beck again targeted him. This You know, this is just another example. You cannot negotiate with political terrorists. And the fact that the Obama administration thinks that it can appease the Glenn Becks and the right-wing lynch mobs and the political terrorists out there, it really, they just, I mean, it's very frustrating to watch this. It's extremely frustrating. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
718 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll do a Colorado news update. A couple stories I want to fill you in on. And then again, at 730, we'll check in with the CIA's former director of the CIA's Al-Qaeda unit, or I should say Osama bin Laden unit, Michael Scheuer, on this 9/11. It is officially, at least when you go outside and feel the weather out there, it's officially the start of the fall season. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, Friday's normally a little lighter for us than the rest of the week, but this morning's been pretty heavy and busy. Like Todd said at the beginning of the hour, had a couple different dummies hung off the bridges as you were heading northbound on I-25. I think those are both gone now, but that slowed people up just a little bit ago. We do have a crash, though, on the southbound side approaching 84th Ave. Delays there go back to 120th already. That's already a hot spot, and accidents only make it worse. And normal jam southbound 25, I-70 past Spear. In Aurora, northbound and southbound 225 busy there at Parker Road. Your forecast today, breezy in the morning, partly cloudy skies and a high near 74. Tomorrow, much cooler with scattered showers in the afternoon and a high of 65. And on Sunday, showers in the a.m. but sunny in the afternoon with our highs pushing into the mid-70s. Right now, 59 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Pepsi, Red Baron Pizza, and Farm Rich Cheese Sticks cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get half-price gift certificates to Greenfield Pool and Sports Bar. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you get preferred seating offered to Visa Signature cardholders when they buy their tickets through Broadway.com. Experience the most out of life with insider connections from your Visa Signature card. As a cardholder, you enjoy access to advanced ticket sales and preferred seating at popular music and hit Broadway shows, plus advanced screenings to select Hollywood films. For event details and tickets, go to Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck
The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Best of Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. I want to remind you, the Great American Beer Festival is this September 24th through the 26th, and it's one of the most popular events in Denver each year, but it is sold out. The only way that you can get into the Great American Beer Festival is by registering right now on am760.net. Then all next week, listen for your name at 720 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. If you hear your name, call us and you will have a four-pack of tickets to the event, which features 450 breweries and 2,000 beers. Again, www.am760.net. Register for the contest, the drawing, I guess, to win four tickets to the already sold-out Great American Beer Festival this September 24th through the 26th. I'm going to try to check it out.
It's impossible to try all 2,000 beers. I tried.
Yeah, that would probably be...
I think I got somewhere around 1,600, though.
That would probably be really, really impossible. I've never been. Turk, you've been. It's supposed to be awesome, right?
You know, like each brewery has a little setup, and they have all their different beers, so you kind of run around with, like, I think they give you 4-ounce shooters of it. But
very cool.
It's impossible. Last year, I just went around and tried all the IPAs.
That's awesome. So you did just an IPA tour.
It was just an IPA tour.
That's cool. There's that many beers there that you can create your own tour.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, so register www.am760.net. Also, I just want to, before we get to a Colorado news update, at www.am760.net, in our forums page, I'm going to post something right now. Yesterday, in the 8 a.m. hour, we had a caller called up and got into a big argument with her about Obama's speech, and she made the claim that Obama said that if there is no public option, there will be no reform in his speech. Now, I made the point, and I read back the speech, in which Obama makes exactly the opposite point. Obama said that progressives were too focused on the public option, and that he believed that there could be real reform without a public option. Now, obviously, I disagree with the president. However, a couple of you, actually a bunch of you, emailed me that you were mad that I said that the caller was lying. I said the caller was mad at me, she said, President Obama did not back off the public option, and he said that if there isn't one, there will be no reform. You can go back and read the transcript. Anyway, a lot of you have emailed me. I don't want to get into it again today, but what I do want to do, because we got a whole bunch of great guests coming up, so we don't have time today to go through this, but I'm posting something in the AM760 forum. I'm posting a link to the clip. And I'm posting a link to the relevant background on the clip. And I'd like to hear from you. Listen to the clip. If my tone offended some of you because I called a lie out as a lie, then I apologize. Some of you said, well, maybe she wasn't lying. Maybe she just didn't know. Maybe she just didn't listen to the speech. I guess that's possible. But she seemed pretty adamant. And, you know, one thing I guard jealously here on this show is I want to make sure that this show is honest and truthful and fact-based. So if my tone was too aggressive, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. You know, I'm trying to do the best I can here, and sometimes it gets a little heated. But I stand by the facts, and I'd love to hear from you in the AM760 forum, www.am760.net. Just click on forums, and it'll be under the politics forum. I'll post it right in the next 2 or 3 minutes. All right, let's do a Colorado news update real quick.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Okay, the big Colorado political news. Former State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff announced today he has filed the paperwork to run for the United States Senate. That means the wealthiest senator in the U.S. Senate, Michael Bennett. Yes, that's our new sound for Michael Bennett, raising a huge amount of money from out of state, and one of the wealthiest senators in the United States Congress, is back in the news. Bennett will now have a primary. And it's going to be, the first part of this is going to be a battle for money. The question is, can Romanoff raise enough money against Bennett? Again, one of the wealthiest members of the Congress, raised, I think, about $3 million, most of it from out of state already. So the money man, Senator Bennett's going to have a primary here, which will be, I think, good for progressive politics, in the sense that primaries are good for progressive politics, in the sense that they bring out a real contest to win Democratic votes. Okay. Back to our news update here. So when you hear that sound, that's the sound that you're going to get news about Michael Bennett. Udall, public option or bust. Colorado Polls reports that Senator Mark Udall, after a meeting with President Obama, sent out an email to his list saying that the president reiterated the need to pass real health care reform, and I'm committed to doing everything I can to ensure that happens in the U.S. Senate. Coloradans deserve affordable and stable health care, and I believe a public option is a tool that could provide much-needed competition and additional choice for consumers. I support the president's plan to include the public option as a tool to help reform our broken health care system. So, Udall getting a little bit more vocal on the public option. Denver Post reports, company provided noshes at Xcel Energy, coffee, tea, bottled water, bagels, and donuts, totaled about $173,000 last year. The utility's Colorado unit included that sum, along with $307,000 for employee recognition awards and parties, in its application to the State Public Utilities Commission to permit a $182 million rate increase. That's pretty gross. The company acknowledging really, really seemingly wasteful perks while asking if it can raise jack-up rates on Colorado ratepayers. Fort Collins, Colorado reports, Markey calls for more oversight of hazmat shipments. Two recent asphalt spills from trucks crashing into the Poudre River show the need for more oversight on the federal agency regulating hazardous materials shipments, Congresswoman Markey said Thursday at a congressional hearing. Good for her. I mean, two spills in like 3 weeks, really bad. And our final Colorado news story, Denver Business Journal reports, Southwest Airlines will begin nonstop service from Denver International Airport to Boston, Reno, and Spokane. In January, the carrier announced Thursday there'll be two daily nonstops between DIA and Boston, and there'll be one daily nonstop round trip, meanwhile, between DIA and the other two locations. So Southwest and Frontier continuing to compete pretty aggressively for the Colorado and Denver market. That's your Colorado news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, after the break, as promised, we're going to talk to Dr. Michael Scheuer. He's the former head of the CIA's Bin Laden unit. We're going to talk to him on today, the eight-year anniversary of 9/11. I was in the Capitol complex, U.S. Capitol complex, on 9/11. It was a scary day. I had to be had to run out of the building. I'll never forget sitting there. I'm watching TV on my computer, and then everybody in that whole building running out of there. So we'll check in with Michael Scheuer about where we are 8 years after that attack, after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, the trip down southbound 25, a brutal one right now. Got a crash, left shoulder, southbound side at 84th Avenue. Stop-and-go speeds all the way back past 120th, approaching 136th. Also got a semi-fire on the southbound side just after 6th Avenue. So those delays go back to around Colfax. Just a little relief once you get downtown. Northbound side, going to be a little hampered for you from Downing Street to Alameda. Earlier, we had a couple dummies hung from the bridges area. And a new accident, Federal and Jewel. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds and breezy as a cold front hits Colorado. Highs in the metro today, only in the lower to mid-70s. Right now, 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save money in the air
Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com.
Colorado State Bank and Trust makes it easier for you to save for the future with QuickSave. Each time you use your CSBT check card or CSBT online bill pay, you will earn money. Go to CSBT.com to learn more. Long live your money. Member FDIC.
Hello, AM76.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I pass the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Dragonfly EcoGoods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. And on the line with us, Dr. Michael Scheuer. He's a former CIA employee. In his 22-year career, he served as the chief of the Bin Laden issue station from 1996 to 1999, the Osama Bin Laden tracking unit at the Counterterrorism Center. He then worked again as a special advisor to the Bin Laden unit from September 2001 to November 2004. He's written a bunch of books about the war on Al-Qaeda. His latest book, Marching Towards Hell, America and Islam After Iraq, it was released in February. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, sir. I'm delighted to be here.
So I guess everybody's going to ask you this question today, and it's a pretty general question, but where are we 8 years after 9/11. Where are we in terms of finding Osama bin Laden? Is it important to find Osama bin Laden? And where are we in the broader battle against al-Qaeda?
David, I think we in the United States at least have very few metrics to use to measure our progress against al-Qaeda. On the other hand, I think al-Qaeda has established for itself terrific metrics. The way they measure the war is first, to how far have they driven us toward bankruptcy? Second, how thinly have they spread our military and intelligence services to design curves and flexibility? And third, how much have they caused dissension and animosities within the domestic body politic in the United States? So if you use the enemy's own metrics to say where they are, they certainly have to be just delighted with where they stand on the 8th anniversary of 9/11.
You think they would look at what's gone on in the 8 years? What in particular are they delighted about? Like, what, which piece of what you've just laid out are they most, do you think that they believe, and or you believe, that they have been most successful in achieving?
Well, they've certainly been successful in, none of those things, I have to say first, David, are the result of solely of the things that they've done. For example, their ability to spread out our military and intelligence services has been mainly the result of the Congress continuing to invest in weapon systems we can't use rather than in human beings. And, of course, the absurd decision to invade Iraq. I think the most important thing from their perspective is the impact that the war has had on our economy, with the blessing that they didn't expect, but certainly welcome, of the meltdown in the financial system last fall. So I think they're happiest now with the state of our economy, and as they watch Mr. Obama plan to spend $900 billion on health care that he doesn't have. I think that's really a very bracing to their view of the world.
What is their, in your estimation, what is their ultimate goal? Now, I know we hear a lot about their, you know, they want to create an Islamic state, or what is their actual, if there are any? I mean, at first it started out sort of being like, well, they want, you know, bin Laden was saying he wants American troops out of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
What is their really ultimate concrete goals? Not pie in the sky stuff, but
yeah,
actual stuff that they think they can achieve.
Well, I think they're very leery of pie in the sky. They pay a lot of lip service to the idea of a worldwide Islamic state, but primarily because that's what God has said, their God has said the world will be. I think they expect it just as much as I expect them to wake up and find that the whole Christian world has decided to turn the other cheek and love their neighbor. they have, because God ordained it, but that they don't really think it's around the corner. I think, again, we have to look at what they've said about their goals. And in terms of their bluntness with us, we haven't had an enemy this blunt since General Giap and Ho Chi Minh, really. They said their goals are three. First, to hurt the United States to a sufficient degree to make us pull back from the Middle East as far as they can arrange that. They don't expect to get us out of their entire, but they want to hurt us bad enough to make us think about whether the game is worth the candle. After that's done, they want to attack those folks they consider their main enemies, which are Israel and the tyrannies that govern most Muslims in the Middle East, the Saudis, the Egyptians, the Jordanians, the Syrians, the Algerians. And their third war goal, if you will, is to then settle scores with the Shias. So they have a very practical look at the world, very practical approach, a realistic approach. Whether they achieve it or not is a different question, but it's not pie-in-the-sky stuff.
We're talking to Dr. Michael Scheuer. He's a former CIA officially served as the chief of the Bin Laden Issue Station, the Bin Laden Unit in the CIA, and we are obviously talking to him because it is the 8-year anniversary of 9/11. Now, you have talked a lot about a couple of controversial issues over the last few years, one of them being what's being called the torture and detainee policy. You've also talked about the Bush administration's use or misuse of intelligence. What is your take on the Obama administration on both of those sets of issues? Are we seeing the Obama administration, for instance, is there a real change in how they are dealing with intelligence and the intelligence agencies in terms of the information that those agencies are producing?
Well, I think on the second point you made, David, what we see is the opposite of what Bush was doing, but in its own way just as distorting. I think Mr. Bush and his administration sometimes use the intelligence to inflate the threat. Mr. Obama very seldom talks about the threat, and his performance in Cairo and in Turkey, I think, has led many Americans to believe that simply a change in rhetoric on the part of the United States without any matching actions will solve the problem for us with the Islamic world. And so I think they're both, in their own way, a misuse of intelligence. In terms of Renditions, which is a program that I put together and ran for 40 months, I have always thought that Renditions and the use of the drone and the use of our special forces are complements to a bigger military effort. They were never designed to be the war winner. Unfortunately, under Mr. Bush, he wanted to play in Iraq and not really finish the job in Afghanistan. So in Afghanistan, those complements to war fighting have become the main tools of war fighting. And unfortunately, under Mr. Obama, he has dismantled most of those programs except the drone, and which is his prerogative, of course. But he's kind of a fellow who seems to be able to get off a horse very easily, but he doesn't seem to have a clue about what horse he's going to get onto. So in essence, at least from my perspective, sir, and it's only mine, by dismantling things with nothing to replace them, he's probably endangered America to an extent that it wasn't before he took office.
Now, you are one of the people who has really obviously been at the forefront of trying to track down Osama bin Laden himself. You've actually been involved in almost getting him at least once, probably, I'm guessing, more than once.
We had 10 times, sir. We had 10 opportunities.
10 opportunities, okay.
To capture him and 8 to kill him using the U.S. military.
First of all, and I probably should know this, but I'm sure the audience would like to hear, what happened in those 10 times? I'm sure that each time was a different, there's a different explanation, but was there any thread of a policy? And then also, what I really want to know is, how important is getting Osama bin Laden, that individual, today?
Okay. The themes, I think, that run through our failure to act, and this is under both kinds of administrations, Republicans and Democrats, is a fear of our presidents of media criticism if civilians get killed. They're, in terms of bin Laden, they were certainly afraid of some of the Arab countries canceling weapons purchases from the United States. And generally speaking, American presidents, even Mr. Bush, who refused to kill Zarqawi in Iraq when he had the chance because of European criticisms. So those are the themes that I've seen under administrations from both parties. Is it important to get Osama bin Laden? I think it remains very important. He controls what he controlled on 9/11 and before that, a very compact, efficient organization called Al-Qaeda, which is capable, at least according to Admiral Mullen, within the last 2 weeks, of very easily attacking inside the United States when it determines the time is right. More than that, bin Laden is, although we don't like to talk about it, an extremely influential person in the Islamic world, not only amongst his fellow terrorists or insurgents, call them whichever you like, but amongst the younger generation. He is an inspirational figure. He is a person who they know almost familiarly in the sense that he's been in their living room, he's been on their radio, he's been on the Internet, and I think it's very desirable for him to be killed, first because of that inspirational role he plays And second, because he is at the very core of any efforts that are going on to attack again inside the continental United States.
Last question for you, and again, we're talking to Michael Scheuer. He's the former head of the CIA's Bin Laden unit today. We're talking to him on the eight-year anniversary of 9/11. There's a lot of talk about a potential escalation of the war in Afghanistan. What are your feelings on that potential?
I think it's too late, sir. I think Mr. Bush had a window of opportunity to do the only job that can be accomplished in Afghanistan, and that was to destroy al-Qaeda and the Taliban and get out. We've been there too long. We're now in a position where most of the Afghan people want us to leave, and so the insurgency is thriving. The idea that 45,000 more troops or however many more troops short of several hundred thousand is going to make a difference is really, that's pie in the sky, sir. It almost seems to me that Mr. Obama and his advisors have not looked at a map of Afghanistan. It's bigger than Texas. It has the highest mountains on earth, and it has a population that's overwhelmingly supportive of enemies.
Thank you, Dr. Michael Scheuer, for taking the time this morning. We really appreciate it. I know you probably have a lot of other people who want to talk to you today. Again, this is Dr. Michael Scheuer, his latest book, Marching Towards Hell, America and Islam After Iraq. Please keep us updated on what's going on. I read your work frequently, and we really appreciate you speaking out on all these issues. I'm sure you and I don't necessarily agree on everything, but you certainly come at these issues from a place of principle. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, David. You're very kind.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Dr. Michael Scheuer, again, the former head of the CIA's Bin Laden unit here on the eight-year anniversary of 9/11. Some chilling things that he was telling us, especially about Afghanistan. He's speaking out against the escalation in Afghanistan. That seems to be coming down the pike from the Obama administration. So it's good to have his voice out there saying, hey, wait a minute, this might not be the right policy. Polls show that the public is strongly opposed to that, but it's very important in mounting public pressure against that to have people like him speaking out.
He's a good dude.
He's been a somewhat controversial figure. He is a good dude, and he is... We need people like that speaking out. I mean, I saw him first time I ever saw him was on Frontline, PBS Frontline. He was talking about the manipulation of intelligence. It was one of the few but most courageous CIA and ex-CIA officials coming out and really telling it like it is. Really, really important story. 7:50 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, new crash in Aurora, southbound 225 near Yosemite. That's actually as you're getting towards the tech center. The delays go back to Parker Road and maybe even down to Mississippi. Also sluggish southbound I-25, 58th to 6th Avenue. That's where we see speeds in the teens and 20s as well. Our surface street accident, Federal and Jewel. Friday's volume is a little lighter than the rest of the week, but we do have those jams around downtown on eastbound 270, approaching downtown. Same deal westbound 76, but things looking pretty average for us right now. Do look out for some construction with lane restrictions at Hamden and Chambers out on the east end. Your forecast, breezy in the morning, partly cloudy skies and a high near 74. Tomorrow going to be cooler. Showers on and off throughout the day and a high of 65. On Sunday, showers in the a.m., but sunny in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Right now, 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall pike place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
I'm very secure in my knowledge base, but in some...
The game time food your family loves? Cost less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to.
So last week, they actually said, oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks. I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Campbell's Chunky Soup and Tostitos Scoops cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you're invited to shop and save with discounts at top retailers, from jewelry to apparel and electronics. For the most current offers, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
Comcast has one sweet deal for you. Call 1-800-COMCAST by September 21st and get Comcast Starter Digital Cable for only $29.99 per month for an entire year with free professional installation. Comcast Digital Cable delivers lots of your favorite cable channels, handy interactive on-screen program guide with parental controls, plus hundreds of free movies and shows on demand. Play, pause, fast forward, or rewind whenever you're ready to watch. Act now and get the same sweet deal on Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost. Just $29.99 per month for 1 year. Enjoy blazing download speeds and McAfee security included. Pick one or both. Comcast Digital Cable and high-speed internet. Just $29.99 each per month for 1 year with free installation. That's one sweet deal. Hurry, call 1-800-COMCAST by September 21st and save. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment taxes and franchise fees extra. Call Comcast for details.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Save money and the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com. Regular upkeep helps reduce air pollution and saves you money at the pump. Brought to you by EnviroTest, AirCare Colorado, Sportique Scooters, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition. Maintenance, the smart thing to do.
Any store, 2 minutes north of Flatirons Mall for sure. If you want cheap, then cheap will do. But yes, we sell the very best ones too. If you live north, then you're in luck. If you live south, then you'll save a buck. Appliances are such a thrill. For 16 years now in Louisville, our staff is great. They've worked here long. We cannot help it if they hate this song. Appliances are what we do. MountainHighAppliance.com for you.
Breaking news. The IRS announced that their settlement divisions will now grant more leniency to help Americans who cannot pay the IRS. This is an unprecedented opportunity for anyone who owes back taxes. The CBS Evening News and the Wall Street Journal interviewed Nationwide Tax Relief for this story. Here is Nationwide's founder and CEO, Richard Boggs.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000. Some owe several million. And tax debt reductions right now in the 50 to 90% range are not unusual when you have the history and the relationships with the IRS like we do. My staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients than ever before. The IRS will discontinue this leniency program. Anyone who's been procrastinating about their IRS problem just got very lucky.
Call Nationwide for your free confidential consultation at 800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
Happy, happy, oh my friend. 757 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. In the 8 a.m. hour, top of the hour, we will have Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. Then at 8:30, Ryan Grimm of the Huffington Post will fill us in on his new investigative report about how the Federal Reserve basically buys off academic economists through contracts, and those economists are then used to tell us and tell the Congress that the Fed
Federal Reserve Bank, should not be regulated. It's a really, really interesting story. Then at 9, we'll talk about Harvest Week. It kicks off here in Denver tomorrow, so we'll get an update on that. Then at 9:20, a new report about the connection between climate change and these raging wildfires. Also, make sure to check the AM760 forum in about 2 minutes, www.am760.net. I'm going to post a post in there in the politics section about this interchange we had on healthcare yesterday. Some of you emailed me saying that I was a little too aggressive with a caller saying that she was lying, and I'd like your opinion on that. Use the forum, www.am760.net. More after the national news.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
1-877-505-8130. 1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The nation remembers. 9/11/01, plus 8 years, with mourning bagpipes and words from the presidents.
Once more we pause. Once more we pray. As a nation and as a people.
With moments of silence and the reading of names.
John P. Bergen.
And my husband, Vincent.
I'm Steve Kathan at Ground Zero. On a blustery, rainy day, they're reading the names, the long list of those killed 8 years ago. Families and volunteers are doing it in a park just around the corner from where the World Trade Center stood. In the construction pit, where a dozen work cranes are idle today, a small ring of police and firefighters standing still around a small pool, listening to the ceremony in the rain, remembering their friends and colleagues.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. Observing his first 9/11 anniversary as president, Barack Obama solemnly bowed his head as a chime rang out from the Truman balcony. The president and Mrs. Obama then bowed their heads as the lone bugler played taps. It is a dreary, rainy day in Washington, a sharp contrast to the crystal clear time when terror rained from the skies 8 years ago.
In New Orleans, as in other cities, some people going about their business today have to be reminded about the significance of the date. Why is that?
So long ago, I guess.
Well, probably because nothing's happened since then. It was a terrorist event. And since nothing's happened since then, people just let that escape their mind a little bit.
8 years after the United States launched its war on terrorism by invading Afghanistan, the battle has become a tough slog against Taliban insurgents. The American commander there is expected to call for more troops, but Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin of Michigan tells CBS radio station WWJ he's against that.
The American people will support strengthening the Afghan army and equipping them rather than sending in more and more combat forces from the United States.
A Pakistani police officer says a Swedish Muslim who spent 2 years at Guantanamo Bay was among a dozen al-Qaeda suspects picked up in Pakistan last month. Republican Congressman Joe Wilson has apologized to the president for interrupting his speech to Congress the other night. Some Democrats want an apology to the House, but Wilson's son Alan tells the CBS News Early Show that's not necessary.
He apologized one time. He's reiterated that apology from that first time. And I think everyone understands that he was He was basically voicing the frustration of the American people.
In Providence, a tentative agreement's been reached to avoid a state government shutdown and layoffs of 1,000 government workers. Organizers say a Michael Jackson tribute concert scheduled for later this month in Vienna has been canceled. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is ahead 14 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm the owner of an auto body shop, and since we added Aflac to our benefits package at no direct cost to me, all my employees say the same thing. I want... Since we added Aflac, my whole business is running smooth.
For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to AFLACforBusiness.com. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac, we've got you under our wing.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. Thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. For the third time this summer, a person's been attacked by a bear in Aspen. The man is in the hospital this morning after the bear broke into his home last night.
The problem is these bay get into homes for people that aren't as cautious, and once they learn to get into homes, they can be a to the entire community.
Randy Hampton with the Division of Wildlife says bears are wandering Aspen neighborhoods at night looking for food. A judge is conducting a hearing today on newly discovered evidence in the Aaron Thompson trial. Prosecutors announced just as the trial was wrapping up that they'd found a car that a witness testified was used to transport the body of Aaron Thompson's daughter, Erinade. Governor Ritter will mark the 9/11 anniversary with remarks to Red Cross and Denver Police Department staff and volunteers this morning. And in sports, the Rockies sweep the Reds. They've won 7 in a row and now trail the division-leading Dodgers by just 2 games. Colorado's in San Diego tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where crews are cleaning up an accident, southbound 225. This one occurred right around Yosemite, off to the right shoulder, catching some looks, though, so you're going to hit your brakes once you make that Parker curve up towards that accident scene. Speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s in spots through that stretch. Southbound I-25, also a crowded ride from about 58th all the way up towards Colfax and a little further south. We've got an accident in the cleanup stages on the surface streets. This one occurred at Federal and Jewel. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with a high in the mid-70s. There is a really small chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Cool in the overnight, low dropping down to 47 degrees. Currently, it's 60. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Knee grab, bargain spelled backwards. Going on now.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:06 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. I just posted that post in the AM 760 forum, in the politics forum, www.am760.net. A bunch of you have emailed me saying I should have called a lie yesterday on healthcare. The debate over whether Obama said that there could be no healthcare reform without a public option. The New York Times reporting, I just want to make sure everybody hears this. The New York Times reports this morning, Mr. Obama made clear that the health insurance industry's biggest worry, the specter of a government-run public option competing with commercial insurance plan, was not a necessary ingredient to the legislation he seeks. The caller yesterday said that Obama said if there isn't a public option, there will be no reform. That's just not true. That is just a lie. Now, I know it makes some people uncomfortable to call a lie, but I think it's important to call a lie. And again, the New York Times reporting, based on Obama's speech, by the way, which I read yesterday, that Obama is saying that a public option was not a necessary ingredient to health care legislation. So I guess I apologize if my tone yesterday was a little too hot, but I stand by the idea that a lie is a lie. But if you want to weigh in, if you want to listen to the clip, www.am760.net in the forums. I put up a post there. You can feel free to vent and tell me I'm wrong. And again, if my tone yesterday offended some folks, I apologize. I sincerely apologize. I think it's a little weird that in the Bush era, everybody wanted everybody to call a lie, and that now in the Obama era, somehow saying a lie is people get upset about that. But again, I went back and listened to the tape, and it is possible that my posture in that discussion was a little bit too hot, and for that I apologize. Trying to do the best I can. Sometimes it gets a little heated here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Now entering the AM 760 Progressive Dojo is my good friend and former colleague, and I am a big fan of hers, Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. Hey, Christy, how you doing?
Hey, man, how are you?
Good.
Wow, sounds like things have been exciting over there.
Yeah, they've gotten a little heated. Christy and I used to work at the Center for American Progress, so her and I have been in our own AM 760, or well, not our 760 Progressive Dojo, but in our own Progressive Dojo at times. So she knows that things can get kind of heated. Things got kind of heated there at times.
Well, I think it's good stuff to get heated about. It's not like you were getting heated because there wasn't enough mustard on your turkey sandwich. You know what
well,
I mean?
This right.
is a big, important issue.
Right, and I'm not screaming that I got to get the government out of Medicare or get the government
right.
out of our public schools. So there's been a lot of news out there. This has been a really, really, really newsy week. What stories are you tracking that you think have been buried underneath all of the noise this week?
Well, I think the biggest story to get buried this week was the new Census Bureau numbers about income and poverty rates. Because
that's out today, is that right?
This is out this morning.
Right.
And this is a huge, huge story, but everyone still wants to talk about Crazy Joe Wilson and the shout heard around the world because it's sexier and more interesting.
Now, before you go on, I always ask this question of folks who are working in the political world because you make a really good point. Joe Wilson, the two words heard around the world, I mean, literally wall-to-wall media coverage. And before we get to the census stuff, because it is really important.
Right, right.
Do you think that for instance, the wall-to-wall Joe Wilson coverage and very little coverage of something like this census story, do you think it's sexier or do you think it's just easier? Right? I mean, is this a product of journalistic laziness?
It's both because, you know, when it happened, I don't know if you were watching the speech live.
I was, yeah.
I had it on my laptop. I was at the radio studio here. And when it happened, I actually gasped, and then my email box exploded, and everybody was, you know, did you see that? Oh, my gosh, who was that? Did you see Nancy Pelosi's face after it happened? And there was a lot of chatter about it. So there definitely was this need for people to have an, oh, my God, that just really happened moment and talk about it, talk about it, talk about it.
I mean, maybe I'm crazy, but, like, I found it, like, not cool and really inappropriate, but like, you know, this like, it's like this explosion of outrage is so, it's not that it wasn't outrageous, it's like, I don't understand how we get this outraged about this.
Well, exactly, that's the other part of it, was it was such a weird part of the speech to be freaked out by. You know, there were many other places where I thought, I can see where a true right-wing conservative would not agree with what he's saying now. But when he got to the part about how it's not going to cover undocumented workers And that's what this guy chose to lose it about. I thought, okay, this is a little bit staged.
Well, that's kind of telling, I think. I think it's kind of telling in the sense of where the conservative movement is focusing its attacks on Obama. If you actually look in the aggregate and the attacks on Obama and healthcare, look, I actually at some level, at the level of political principle, accept as a rational argument. I completely disagree with it about like, oh, this is the healthcare bill represents a bigger debate on the role of government. Fine, that's a fair debate.
Right.
But it seems to me that the conservative movement, when you look across all of its major attacks on the Obama administration, Van Jones, the immigration, like screaming out about the immigration part of the healthcare bill, it's like the fringe has focused in on these manufactured issues. It's like they don't want to actually have a debate on the real, genuine merits of this bill and of legislation that Obama is pushing, because they think that if they have a debate on those terms, they will lose.
Well, I think you're right, because, you know, conservative or liberal, almost everyone has a horrifying healthcare industry story to tell. You know, almost everybody knows someone who was denied necessary coverage or couldn't afford their health insurance, and so I think they lose on the merits because there are so many people that actually have valid problems with the healthcare industry. But to get back to the original point of the Joe Wilson stuff, you know, it was interesting to talk about that for, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
And then the news media thought, oh my goodness, look at how interested people are in this. Let's talk about it for days.
For days.
And let's interview anyone we can think of about it. And
I mean, I am not kidding you. I read because I write books. I was on an industry blog about the publishing industry, and I'm not kidding, there was somebody was floating the idea that Joe Wilson needs to write his memoirs. It's like it's so ridiculous, it is so absurd, and it buries, as you say, stories like this story about the census. All right, so tell us what the census is reporting.
Well, it's terrible news, and it's news that's really important for everyone to know and understand. And for example, U.S. household income last year in 2008 took the sharpest drop since the government started to pay attention to those kinds of records in 1947.
Say that again, just because everybody needs to hear that again.
American household income last year took the sharpest drop since the government started to keep records about income back in 1947.
That's just brutal. I mean, it is just brutal out there. And actually, I mean, there's a silver lining piece of this in that I saw a story on the AP wire that the CEO of Goldman Sachs is now saying that, hey, maybe bank executives are being paid a little bit too much money. And so I think that is a reaction from the powers that be that are saying, you know, the public is really, really, really going to start to get pissed off about
this. I think so, because, you know, it just shows that as a nation, we got a little bit poorer. And there are some other startling numbers. For example, if you look at the overall numbers, health coverage for health insurance remained pretty steady. And so I saw that initially and thought, okay, that's not bad news. It's not good news, because it's a dreadful number, but it's not bad. But then when you look at the details, the good news was that a lot more kids are covered now because of SCHIP. And so the kid numbers, kids living without health insurance, improved. But that improvement was matched almost exactly by a huge drop in employer health insurance coverage. So employers started dropping adults, and kids went into the SCHIP system. And so in reality, it's not that great of news. No, it shows the system has failed and the system is broken.
Effectively, that companies are, I guess, would the term be right to use dumping their employees onto public assistance? I mean, this is what Walmart has done for years, which is it's offered this bare bones health care plan, which of course it doesn't pay its workers well enough for them to be over, in many cases, the non-Medicaid lines. And so it effectively has state Medicaid programs subsidizing Walmart. And you're right. It's a really a referendum on how the healthcare system is not working at all. You know, the question moving forward now, and you watch politics really, really closely here, is where do you think this healthcare debate is going? I mean, Obama took a really mushy stance on the healthcare, on the public option. You know, he did a good job of saying we need to pass something, and I think that was important. Where do you think this healthcare debate is going? And I don't put you on the spot here. If there is no real public option, and we all know, let's not pretend that, you know, let's just be honest about this. If there is no real public option, and we know what a real public option is and what one isn't, do you think this is a thing that's worth passing?
Well, that's an excellent question, and one that I think is really difficult to answer, because where I think the healthcare debate is going is, I think honestly that Barack Obama did what he needed to do the other night, which was to stop talking in the jargon, stop, you know, throwing out these buzzwords that people have a reactionary sort of impulse with. And he really got people back on board who weren't, you know, maybe sure what was going on. And so I think he had the inspirational speech that a lot of people in the middle and independent voters who had not, you know, made up their minds or didn't follow the debate very closely sort of gave them a way to get into it. So I thought that that was very good.
And right. So I think what you're saying is that he definitely got to people who were wondering whether we should do something, and got, I think, the broad majority of the public refocused on, hey, we got to do something.
Exactly. There was a 14% rise in people who watched the Obama speech who then thought we needed to do something on health care. 67% afterwards said that they decided that it was time to act. And that was good.
That
needed
is good
to happen. I tend to sometimes be more practical than ideological in my politics. And I originally was sort of thinking, you know, even if we can't get the public option, any steps will make things better. But you know what? I'm coming around on that, because I think that the public option step is so all-encompassing and important that without it, what are we doing? Like, why even bother? You know, it's leaving the flour out of the cake.
Well, it's,
you know,
I actually
just have a bowl of milk and eggs.
I actually read Matt Taibbi's article in Rolling Stone about this, and he makes the assertion that without a public option, you could actually make this worse, in the sense that you're going to take basically the same system and just dump a lot more money into it. And
exactly.
That is like, I don't really understand how that helps fix the underlying problem. You might get a couple of years where people get subsidized bare bones insurance plans, which you could argue is something of a step forward. But like, in terms of actually fixing the system, you know, when I see David Brooks, the New York Times columnist, mm-hmm. today, when he's cheering on Obama for not trying, I mean, literally the end of David Brooks's column, the conservative columnist in the New York Times, basically cheering on Obama for not trying to fix the system, just trying to grow the system, the same system, that makes me really nervous.
It should, because it's terrifying. And what people, you know, understand is that insurance companies don't exist to give us the best health coverage possible. Insurance companies exist to turn a profit. That's what they do. And so, you know, and power to them. You know, that's what their corporate goal is. So, you know, if there is a need, they're not going to just on their own slap their foreheads and go, we've been being really mean. We're actually not going to drop.
No, it's not about being nice or mean. It's not about being nice or mean. You're right. It's about the fiduciary responsibility of those executives to their shareholders. And
exactly.
I do think Obama is right. These executives are not, quote unquote, bad people. I mean, my problem was that Obama went out of his way to say that they're not bad people, but he's not wrong. I mean, insurance executives are not. It's that they put it this way.
But since it's not personal, there's no reason then to not have another government program or another program to hold their feet to the fire a little bit and say, you know, we're going to show you what happens when there is actually a player in the market that is going to try and hold costs down and is going to compete with you. I don't think more competition is a bad thing in this case.
No, that's
I get very confused by the conservatives who are usually for the free marketplace being upset that another competitor is going to enter.
No, and you raise a really important point, which is that so much of this debate has been confused. You have people saying that they're against the public option but want to bring down the deficit and for health care reform. That makes no sense. The public option exists specifically as the tool to bring down costs, and you're right, there's just so much misinformation out there. Christy Harvey at the Center for American Progress, you can find their work at www.americanprogress.org, www.mikecheckradio.org. One last thing before we go. I heard you won a Dodge Charger.
I won a car. I won the General Lee. Not actually the General Lee, but that's what the General Lee was. Yeah, right after the show when I talked to you.
Right, I get this instant message from you. You're like so psyched. You won a radio contest up there in Alaska, and you won a Dodge Charger. That is pretty sweet. My only tip to you,
yes?
Get it painted orange, but don't, please don't have a Confederate flag on it.
No Confederate flag, and actually I won it from the local liquor store.
Oh,
so,
right, the local liquor store.
That's my new Alaska story, is I moved to Alaska and won a car from the liquor store,
that is,
a muscle car.
That is so awesome. Drive it in good health. Talk to you soon.
I sure will. Bye-bye.
823 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. At 830, we're going to get an interview with Ryan Grimm, the reporter for the Huffington Post, whose new investigative piece about how the Federal Reserve Bank buys off academic economists.
Sweet.
It's a pretty crazy story. Feel free to give us a call, 303-713-7600, if you want to weigh in on any of the issues we've been talking
Charger.
About. That is a sweet story. That is
I never win anything. I'm going to Vegas in a week.
Winning a Dodge Charger from a liquor store? That's about as good as it gets for an Alaska
story.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
So we'll take, after the break, we'll take a couple of your calls. We're going to have one segment to take some calls, 303-713-7600, and then we'll talk to Ryan Grimm about his new report on the Federal Reserve Bank buying off economists. So stick around. Let's get a traffic update.
Thank you, Dave. Still working this crash on southbound 2 1/4 at Yosemite, sitting on the right-hand shoulder, causing some really good backups with slow speeds. Parker Road is where it kicks in, and the speeds there are going to be in the teens. Also busy westbound Turnpike, first from Sheridan to Wadsworth, again from Flatiron Circle to Baseline Road all the way into Boulder. Eastbound side, sluggish from Federal down to 25. Once you're on 25, normal jams coming through Thornton and North Glen, 120th to Thornton Parkway, also from 58th past 6th Avenue. Seeing a lot of traffic coming eastbound on 285 right now, Wadsworth to Sheridan, and on eastbound 6th Avenue, Sheridan down to Federal. But right now, no accidents on the surface streets, just that one on southbound 225 at Yosemite, and that should be out of your way shortly. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds, going to be breezy too as a cold front is hitting Colorado. Highs in the metro today, only in the lower to mid-70s, right now 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup.
It's Mr. Money for the Lodge Casino in Blackhawk. We're roaming the casino to find out what people have to say about the Lodge. So, Mary, tell me about the winning.
I win more here than I do in Vegas. Last week, $4,000.
Amazing. Okay, Helen and Linda, how's the winning coming? Can you win here?
Yes, I have won. Yes, I will continue to win here.
I'm winning
here.
Now.
Okay, I'll get out of the way. Let you get back to having fun.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
This is Dan Johnson, General Manager of Len Lyle Chevrolet. And due to the recent success of the Cash for Clunkers program, we are running out of pre-owned vehicles. We had to crush most of our recent trade-ins and must replenish our used car lot. Len Lyle Chevrolet will pay you 110% of book value or more, whether you buy a vehicle from us or not. We would love to sell you a new or used vehicle, and because of our low overhead, we can sell them for less. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have the lowest prices. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lenlylechevy.com.
AM 760 listeners, it's Tom Hartman for Outdoor Kitchen. Outdoor Kitchen has everything you'll need for Colorado outdoor living. They have the largest selection of barbecue grills and grill accessories in the Rocky Mountains. And Outdoor Kitchen has a huge selection of high-quality patio furniture. Do yourself a favor this year. Stop in to see all there is to see at Outdoor Kitchen. You'll find them at I-225 and Tamarack behind Sonic. Call 303-991-9911. 303-991-9911 or go to outdoorkitchen.com.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment.
The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. Thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details, exclusions, and license numbers. Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
I'm very secure in my knowledge base, but in some areas, you know, Ed's just not a happening dude, okay?
Ed Schultz.
But we have a demographic problem in the Senate.
On the Republican side.
You have got a 75-year-old rigid-thinking conservative named Chuck Grassley. You can't move him off the dime on anything that would be progressive.
The Ed Schultz Show.
The guy is generationally lost. You can't feel his pulse.
Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
H28 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Before we get to Ryan Grimm and his explosive new report about the Federal Reserve Bank, I just want to play you this clip again because it's so telling about what our airwaves are used for and what kind of misinformation is really out there about health care. This is a clip from Mike Rosen of 850 KOA, who has been ranting and raving about me for the last couple weeks, also refusing to debate me after our last debate. We've tried to get him to do a debate. I've offered to go on 850 KOA. I've offered him to come over here on 760. He refuses. Got an email from a listener here who said he asked Mike why he won't debate us, and Mike said that he's not interested in the 760 audience. That's an email from Mike Rosen.
Can I just mention kind of what we're dealing with here?
Sure.
Several years ago when Jay first came back, Iraq war was a huge topic. I mean, it still is today. But I was like, you know, I suggested that maybe we simulcast the 9 to 10 o'clock hour and we have Jay and Mike debate the Iraq war. And his response was, if I debated Jay Marvin, that would give him way too much credibility. No kidding. That's what he said.
He's really, and I think part of it is that Mike Rosen doesn't want to be called out on his overt lying. Now, I know I've gotten in trouble with some listeners for using the word lie. And as I said yesterday, I got into a heated argument with one caller about Obama's speech. And I said that she was lying when she said that that Obama had said that health care reform must include a public option or reform can't happen. That's the opposite of what President Obama actually said in his speech. But I posted a piece in the AM760 forum, www.am760.net, if you want to listen to that clip and tell me if you think I was wrong and if my tone was a little bit too aggressive yesterday. I apologize for that. I'm not perfect, and it gets a little heated in here. But I take lying and truth seriously because of things like this. I want you to listen to this clip from Mike Rosen. And this is why I think he doesn't want to debate me, because he doesn't want anybody being able to call out his lies. Listen to this clip about health care reform. Rosen saying that Obama may use this process called reconciliation, a procedural process in the Senate, to allow a bill to pass with 51 votes and not 60 votes.
When he outlines his plan, also see if he says anything about invoking the reconciliation rule. As it turns out now, especially with the death of Ted Kennedy, denying one Democrat vote, Democrats are going to have trouble getting 60 votes in the Senate to override a Republican filibuster of any kind of a Senate bill on health care reform. One procedural device that the Democrats have threatened to use, and this would be unprecedented for a piece of legislation like this, is to invoke what's called the reconciliation rule. That's designed for impasses over the federal budget. And when the reconciliation rule is invoked, you cannot stall the vote on a bill through an extended filibuster. It can come to the floor and be passed with a simple majority, as opposed to the 60 votes you need for a filibuster. If the Democrats resort to this, there are some blue dogs that might oppose it within the Democratic Party, and also some Republican swing votes that might oppose it as well, like Ben Nelson of Nebraska. This is going to be what, remember when the term nuclear option was used during the Bush administration, when Republicans threatened to change the rules so that Bush's court appointees would be allowed an up or down vote and the Democrats couldn't filibuster judicial nominees. This is the Democrats' version of the nuclear option. And as I said, this would be completely unprecedented for a major public policy legislative piece like this. It's only designed for budget impasses, so keep your eyes on that as well.
Okay, that's a lie. That is a factual lie. George Bush's tax cuts were passed through reconciliation. The Republican Party tried to pass drilling in Alaska, the Anwar drilling, through reconciliation. Mike Rosen, using the airwaves to say that it would be unprecedented to take a bill that is not a budget, not a formal budget bill. A tax cut bill is not a formal budget bill. Drilling in Anwar, not a formal budget bill. Him saying that it would be unprecedented for major legislation like health care to be passed via reconciliation, that's a lie. That's a straight up lie. Remember, get this. Bush's tax cuts cost the government $1.3 trillion. That was passed through reconciliation. The health care bill is estimated to cost $1 trillion. So Mike Rosen is not only lying about the use of reconciliation and what it's been used for and not been used for. He's actually saying a bill that's smaller than the tax cuts he backed, it would be unprecedented to pass that through reconciliation, but a bill that was bigger and that he backed should be able to be passed through reconciliation. I mean, this is the kind of nonsense. And what's funny is that Mike struts around like he's some brilliant, smart guy about the legislative process and about economics and about politics. And if that's true, then it's a deliberate lie. Then he knows he's lying. And so what we're trying to do here on AM 760, sometimes successfully, I hope more times than not, is debunk those lies. Speaking of lies, after the break, we're going to talk to Ryan Grimm of the Huffington Post. He's got an explosive new report about how the Federal Reserve uses contracts basically to buy off academic economists who then come back and, I think, in some ways dishonestly, come back and trumpet the Fed and say the Fed shouldn't be regulated. It's one of these pay-to-play kind of situations. We'll give you the update on that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, still got this crash in the cleanup crew. CDOT trying to get a handle of it. Southbound 225 near Yosemite, still on the right-hand shoulder. Got these single-digit speeds, actually some popping up into the teens there from around Mississippi all the way down into the Tech Center. Also on 25, some heavy jams southbound 120th to Thornton Parkway. Again, from 48th past Spear Boulevard, northbounders tapping the brakes at Downing Street, taking you into downtown. If you're heading to Boulder, expect a couple different spots of heavy traffic. Sheridan to Wadsworth, again, Flatiron into Boulder at Baseline Road. Your forecast today, breezy in the morning, partly cloudy skies and a high near 74 degrees. Tomorrow, much cooler with scattered showers in the afternoon and a high of 65. Sunday, showers in the a.m., but going to be sunny in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Right now, 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save money in the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com.
Colorado Tourism Office. Plan your fall getaway today with deals on food, lodging, and attractions at hotdealscolorado.com.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. the Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome to FYE for your entertainment, your one-stop shop for entertainment with over 40,000 CDs, movies, over 7,000 DVDs, and games, over 2,000 video games, with hundreds of titles on sale now.
You're on sale now at FYE, the end from the Black Eyed Peas featuring Boom Boom Pow.
Boom, 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 gotta get that. Boom, boom, gotta get that. Boom, 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 gotta get that.
FYE for your entertainment, music, movies, games, and more. Find a store near you or shop online at FYE.com.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Benmark Lincoln Mercury is your destination for the largest selection of new Lincoln and Mercury product in the state. So if you're in the market to purchase or lease a vehicle, put Landmark on your list. The Lincoln Mercury product on display is stunning in design and function. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Lincoln MKZ, Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKX, and the much anticipated Lincoln MKT. These vehicles are simply spectacular. Ford Motor Credit offers factory subsidized leasing on every Lincoln, or low rate financing on all Lincoln and Mercurys, including certified pre-owned. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience, have one of our long-term professionals assist you. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has achieved number one ranking in Denver in sales and service performance. For the best in price, selection, and complete customer satisfaction, visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Bush's Baked Beans and Totino's Pizza Rolls cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Great.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Westward now reporting the headline, don't expect a Mike Rosen-David Sirota debate sequel. Michael Roberts reporting in April, KOA conservative Mike Rosen and AM 760 liberal David Sirota participated in a debate about President Obama's first 100 days in office. And while those with ideological axes to grind disagreed about who won, the general consensus was that Sirota cleaned Rosen's clock. Not that Rosen has suddenly declared a truce. In recent days, he's gone after Sirota by name on a number of occasions, but when contacted via email by a listener who asked when he might consider a future debate on AM 760, Rosen replied, on AM 760, probably never. I have no interest in their audience. That leaves open the possibility of Rosen and Sirota sparring on KOA, where Rosen would have home court advantage like he did last time. But if the ring is neutral, as it was during the first simulcast, it appears Rosen isn't eager to climb into it. You can find that on westward.com. As I said, Mike, like President Barack Obama said in his speech, my door is always open. My door is always open to you, Mike. Okay, on the line right now, as promised, Ryan Grimm. He is a reporter for The Huffington Post. His new book is called This Is Your Country on Drugs. It deals with drug policy. His newest story for The Huffington Post is a pretty explosive one. It's about the Federal Reserve Bank's relationship with outside economists. Now, you might have heard in the last couple weeks outside economists being cited as objective, nonpartisan, disinterested sources in defending the Federal Reserve and its actions in giving away trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars to banks. And what Ryan's story does is look at how many of those economists are not actually objective or disinterested. Ryan, thanks for taking the time today.
No, thanks for having me, Dave.
Okay, so tell us exactly what you found and how widespread the findings are.
Well, the first thing you have to understand is that the world of monetary economics is an exceedingly small one. If you cobble together the economists who are listed in the American Economics Association and the National Association of Business Economists who focus on monetary policy, it's really only something like 1,000 to 1,500 economists. And presumably there's a lot of overlap in that the same person is probably in both. So it might even be slightly fewer than 1,000 monetary economists in the entire country. Now look at what the Fed does. The Fed hires, according to a spokeswoman there, has 220 monetary economists just working for the Board of Governors. Now, Alan Greenspan said in the early 90s, in information he provided to Congress, that the Fed, that the banks, the region, the 12 regional banks, hired another couple hundred. The Fed wouldn't give me numbers on that. They couldn't get it together in time. But they said it's safe to assume it's roughly still the same. So that's 450 or so. Then they spend spend $400 million paying economists to do research. These are visiting scholarships. These are papers. These are consulting gigs, lectures, and a lot of these folks have visiting scholarships at, say, two banks at the same time. So you can imagine how much visiting they do and how much work they do. It's one of those plum gigs where you get a paycheck, but you don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a lot of prestige. But very quickly, you're talking about almost every monetary economist in the field either working for the Fed, having worked for the Fed, or wanting in the very near future to work for the Fed.
And I guess I should ask a follow-up question about what that means, not just for the institutional prerogatives of the Fed, but what that may mean for instance, an individual chairman like Ben Bernanke. In other words, what I mean to say is that clearly if the Federal Reserve as an institution is paying outside economists who are then trumpeting the institutional prerogatives of the Fed, there's clearly a pretty big conflict there. My question is about whether you think that there's also that conflict extends to what those economists say about, say, Ben Bernanke, whether in the middle of his term or especially when he's being considered for renomination.
Sure. It's a really simple economic question. There is money, prestige, and career tied up in agreeing with what the prevailing orthodoxies are around the Fed, and the person that creates those orthodoxies is the Fed chairman. This is a system that was created by Volcker. I've actually had a couple Fed economists email me since that story went out, and they've described me how this situation came about. It was Volcker who kind of put the lockdown on the regional banks and said that all the research will be geared toward supporting Fed policy. Greenspan masterfully locked that down, and Ben Bernanke has carried it forward. So if you want to move up in the field of economics, you need to be in the good graces of the Federal Reserve.
I want to ask this question. Do you think it was a deliberate situation? Was this, in other words, was this created to make sure that there would be that economists would fall in line in their backing of the Fed. Was that part of the deliberate calculation here, or is this just a beneficial to the Fed side effect?
According to what several Fed economists are telling me, it was a deliberate creation of the Fed chairman so that the system would be run from the top down, where the chairman decides what the policy is going to be, and then he goes out and finds the economists to support it. Now, more broadly, though, you don't have to believe these economists. You don't have to believe that it was intentional, because it doesn't matter. The effect is the same, and the effect is that the Fed ends up controlling the gates to the economic profession. So whether or not they intentionally built those gates, or whether or not it was an accidental byproduct of their genuine need for economic policy expertise, it doesn't really matter, because the gate is still there and they're the ones that are keeping it.
So I know that there was a story about I think it was in The Nation maybe a year ago about unorthodox economists, or that's what it was called, heterodox economists, who have been shunned by the economics basically the economic world, because they do things like question the Fed. Now, clearly what your story has done, and we're talking to Ryan Grimm of the Huffington Post, his new story is about the Federal Reserve and its connections to economists. Clearly what the Fed has done has made that line pretty bright, meaning, you're a quote-unquote mainstream economist if you don't question the Fed, and you're a heterodox or out-of-the-norm economist if you question the Fed. The question is, what are the ramifications of this? I mean, how deeply skewed do you think the discussion about the Federal Reserve in the media, in the national political debate, has become because of these financial connections between the Fed and academic economists that you've discovered?
Well, the best way to understand it is to look at the top monetary economic journal, which is called, not surprisingly, the Journal of Monetary Economics. If you don't publish in JME, it's extremely hard to move up in the ranks of tenure. It's hard to get tenure. It's hard to become a top economist in your field. And that's how it is, in every academic profession. You have to publish in the top journal to become a top figure. I looked at the masthead of JME. Every single member, and there were 24 editorial board members, every single one of them was affiliated in one way or the other with the Fed, and a majority of them were currently on the Fed payroll, including the editor-in-chief. Now, let's say you're someone who's critical of some of the Fed's assumptions, and you send a paper to this journal. How are you going to feel? Mm-hmm. What sense do you get that it's going to get a fair reading? And I talked to at least one economist who specifically told a separate journal, do not have this paper read by somebody affiliated with the Fed, because it's critical of the Fed. They did it anyway, and not surprisingly, the editor rejected it.
Well, and obviously all of that seeps into the mainstream, traditional media, right? I mean, this is the big talking point when Ben Bernanke was renominated, was that, hundreds of economists endorsed him being renominated. Now you hear in these stories, you got a congressional bill moving through the House, where two-thirds of the House says that they want a better accountability, a better audit of the Fed, and the opposition is lining up economists to say we don't want any more accountability for the Fed. And again, many of those economists end up being people who it's not disclosed to the reading public, to the members of Congress, that they are maybe on the payroll of the Federal Reserve. Last question for you. We got to go. We got about a minute left here. Is this in part the fault of the media? And by that I mean, is this part of the problem? Is transparency? It seems like that a lot of this information is public. It's just not being disclosed to readers. So when a reader reads a newspaper article that so-and-so, the economist, says that we can't regulate the Fed, but the reader is not given the information that economist may be had been paid or is being paid by the Fed, that seems to me to be a transparency issue. So does some of the blame for this lie with the media?
And yeah, now that the now that my story is out and it's made the rounds on, you know, on a lot of different blogs, both economic, liberal, conservative, reporters should start noting that when the economics profession says X, and mm-hmm. that happens to fall in line with what the Federal Reserve is saying, it would be good for the reporter to add another line that says the economics profession is effectively the research branch for the Federal Reserve, and it is not necessarily an objective take. The problem for the media, though, is that mainstream economists do support the Fed, and that is a fact that reporters need to report.
Yeah, right. But you and I agree that it's at least give us the information
exactly
to decide on the
exactly.
credibility of who is speaking. Ryan Grimm with the Huffington Post, his new story is about the Federal Reserve and its connections to economists. It's a really, really great piece. We will post it on our website. Congratulations on the piece. Really, really great work. And keep us updated on your work. We'd love to have you back anytime you publish one of these pieces or any of the other pieces that you're working on. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Well, thanks, David.
That was Ryan Grimm. We'll post his article at www.am760.net. You can check for it there on the J. Marvin page. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. They did clean up that crash, finally. Southbound 2 1/4 at Yosemite, but still some pretty heavy delays coming out of Aurora, beginning at Parker Road. Northbounders also tapping the brakes there around the spillway, going to break loose after Mississippi. And other residual jams, north and southbound 25, entering downtown. On the southbound side, 48th past Spear. Northbounders hitting them from Downing Street to Alameda. And in Boulder, got some heavy traffic there on westbound Turnpike as you approach Baseline. Also a little heavy there in Westminster from Sheridan to Wadsworth. Also seeing some of the construction getting set up for the day. Have it at Hamden and Chambers. Also both directions of 104th Avenue over I-25. And double right lane closure. Eastbound and center lane of Colfax between Kipling and Sheridan. Got a paving project out there. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds and breezy as a cold front is hitting Colorado. Highs around the metro today in the lower to mid-70s. Right now, 63 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price go to participating Starbucks. Plus tax if applicable.
In clinical studies, consumers purchasing a new car from typical dealers.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury is your destination for the largest selection of new Lincoln and Mercury product in the state. So if you're in the market to purchase or lease a vehicle, put Landmark on your list. The Lincoln Mercury product on display is stunning in design and function. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Lincoln MKZ, Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKX, and the much anticipated Lincoln MKT. These vehicles are simply spectacular. Ford Motor Credit offers factory subsidized leasing on every Lincoln, or low-rate financing on all Lincoln and Mercurys, including certified pre-owned. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience, have one of our long-term professionals assist you. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has achieved number one ranking in Denver in sales and service performance. For the best in price, selection, and complete customer satisfaction, visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT.
predict. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
We sell appliances and that is all. Our giant showroom's like a freaking mall. We've got more friends than any store. 2 minutes north of Flatirons Mall for sure. If you want cheap, then cheap we'll do. But yes, we sell the very best ones too. If you live north, then you're in luck. If you live south, then you'll save a buck. Appliances are such a thrill. For 16 years now in Louisville, our staff is great. They've worked here long. We cannot help it if they hate this song. Appliances are what we do. MountainHighAppliance.com for you.
All right, after the national news, we're going to check in on Harvest Week here in Denver. It starts tomorrow, and then an update on a new study about how climate change may be exacerbating those wildfires out here in the West. Also, Westward has a piece up about how Mike Rosen refuses to debate me. Check it out at westward.com. More after the national news.
It's a short bounce back week for the University of Colorado.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Rockies Autos, J. Marvin, broadcasting live from the Red Rocket. My wheelchair, if you can believe it. And I'll be back soon.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan at Ground Zero in New York.
And my brother, Matthew J.
The reading of the names, the many victims of the World Trade Center attacks 8 years after that horrible day. Families of the victims are braving the elements, abiding wind and rain to honor their loved ones on this anniversary. Frank Siller's brother, Stephen, a firefighter, lost his life after running for miles with his gear to help before the towers fell.
We miss him terribly. He was a great man. He's a hero.
There were moments of silence here and in firehouses and police stations at the times when the towers were hit and when they fell. Now to Washington and CBS's Peter Mayer.
President Obama is observing his first 9/11 anniversary since taking office. It is a day for words of reverence, recalling the memories of the victims, and a message of determination.
Let us renew our resolve against those who perpetrated this barbaric act and who plot against us still. In defense of our nation, we will never waver. In pursuit of Al-Qaeda and its extremist allies, we will never falter.
Shortly after the president spoke at the Pentagon, there was a brief security scare on the nearby Potomac River. A Coast Guard training exercise surprised other law enforcement agencies that are on high alert on this anniversary. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
And I'm Nick Young in Western Pennsylvania. A memorial service has been held for those aboard United Flight 93, which crashed into a field near Shanksville after passengers overpowered the hijackers. Former Pennsylvania Governor and Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge led the commemoration.
Greater love has no country
than the 40 heroes who laid down their life for their fellow citizens.
This is not just a day for remembering the attacks, but by proclamation of the president, it's a National Day of Service. Nicola Gorin, who chairs the Corporation for National and Community Service, says volunteerism is woven into the American fabric.
It's our history, and we saw it after 9/11. We saw it in Katrina. We're seeing it in the recession. It's part of the American character. When times are tough, people reach out and help their neighbors.
Well, following the 9/11 attacks, Muslim Americans often found themselves the targets of animosity. Nihad Awad, the head of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, says many were deported unfairly and organizations were shut down, but he believes there are better days ahead.
As we depart from that era, we hope to see more emphasis on coexistence, cooperation, and respect for one another.
Astronauts heading for a homecoming will have to pick a coast to land on this evening. The preferred landing spot for Shuttle Discovery is in Florida, but storm clouds may keep the shuttle away, forcing the astronauts to touch down in California. NASA prefers Florida landings because the cross-country ferry trip eats up $1.7 million in more than a week. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your odometer.
22,105.2.
Thanks, odometer.
22,105.3.
So you're telling me I should go to
your Ford dealer for scheduled maintenance, 0.4.
I will, thank you.
22,000, you're welcome, 5.5.
Yeah.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package. Oil change, tire rotation, and multi-point inspection, $29.95 or less after mail-in rebate. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 10/31/09.
Hey, Ted, there's some guy with a guitar standing behind your ATV.
I know. Hit it, Larry.
Open road, stretching forever. Me and my best friend gonna have some fun.
What was that?
Oh, that's my folk singer. I saved so much money on my ATV insurance by switching to Geico, I was able to get this guy to play songs for us all day.
Saving you money on your ATV insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. Geico Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A judge is conducting a hearing today on newly discovered evidence in the Aaron Thompson trial. Prosecutors announced just as the trial was wrapping up that they'd found a car that a witness testified was used to transport the body of Aaron Thompson's daughter, Erin A. Sheriff's deputies have arrested two people suspected of burglarizing several nail salons in the South Denver suburbs. The Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office says 22-year-old Michael Lowry and 20-year-old Lauren Polzine have confessed to 9 burglaries in Aurora, Greenwood Village, and Arapahoe County. Another bear attack in Aspen inside a home. The DOW's Randy Hampton says it's been a scary summer.
Bears physically breaking into homes, breaking down doors, busting through windows, all of those things is not an uncommon occurrence in Aspen right now.
A man was mauled last night in his home. He's in the hospital this morning. And thousands of people camped out overnight, hoping to be the first to get into the Adams County Fairgrounds this morning just to see the dentist.
I have got a broken tooth, and I'm in pain.
And she can't afford the expensive dental work. The Colorado Dental Association is offering free care today and tomorrow at the fairgrounds in Brighton. Sports, the Rockies keep on rolling. They sweep the Reds. They've won 7 in a row, and they're within 2 games of first place Los Angeles. Colorado plays at San Diego tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 225 remains busy. Same deal on I-25 downtown. That also heading south, pretty much past I-70 as you're making your way towards Spear. But for the most part, things are breaking loose quickly. We never really saw those delays on routes like C-470 as you were making your way across Highlands Ranch or on 25, this heading in and out of Castle Rock on both sides of that town. There is a surface street accident in the works. This is 48th and Colorado. Sounds like it's just a fender bender. Should be out of your way shortly. Construction crews, they're working today at Hampton and Chambers. There's going to be some lane restrictions at that busy intersection. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 76 degrees today. Currently partly cloudy and it's 62. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save with all new super price reductions at King's.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Breaking from Real Housewives, Top Chef, American Idol, and John and Kate for a moment.
We take time out to tip our hats to the folks at Animal Planet, who just scored the most watched episode ever of their groundbreaking Whale Wars reality show. The season 2 finale audience peaked at around 1.3 million viewers, and the show has been named the second best performing season in the history of the network.
With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th. Showbiz.
Duracell has come to the rescue of power-hungry portable devices with their new line of instant chargers. If your gadget can be recharged via USB, it can be recharged on the go with these rechargeable pocket chargers. The best bit is the price. They only cost around $20 for the instant charger and $50 for the powerhouse model. Both provide more talk time, camera life, or ebook reading at a moment's notice.
News for the cast of SNL. Reports suggest that two familiar faces have been dropped from the show. Casey Wilson and Michaela Watkins, who is best known for her impersonations of Barbara Walters and Today Show co-host Hoda Kotb, will move aside for newcomers Jenny Slate and Nassim Pedrad when the 35th season begins on September 26th.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Just when you thought it was safe to return to reality TV, Susan Boyle is back. But this time, she's conquering online sales charts. Her debut album, I Dreamed a Dream, is number one on Amazon.com, despite the fact that it won't be released until November. As fans rush to pre-order their copy, Boyle climbed to the top of the charts, beating competition from Whitney Houston and the Beatles.
By the Denver Independent Network of Restaurants. And Matt Selby works at Steuben's, and I met him at the farmer's market down at the at Cherry Creek. I biked down there and met him at the farmer's market there, and he told me about Harvest Week, and so I told him I wanted to get him on to talk about it. It starts off tomorrow. So, Matt, tell us what Harvest Week is and how people can participate.
Well, you know, first of all, thanks for having me on the radio program this morning. That's very kind of you.
Sure.
And it was a pleasure to meet you the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harvest Week, you know, it's a celebration of all the good produce and meats and beer, wine, and spirits and cheeses that make the Colorado culinary scene great. You know, you mentioned that it's put on by the Denver Independent Network of Restaurants, all independently owned and operated restaurants throughout the Denver metro area, and a couple of reaching into the outskirts. But quite frankly, that's what we do every day. That we do support our local economy, our local growers, our local farmers, and thereby support our families, and that's how we keep Denver. The Denver dining scene and the Denver cultural scene relevant and competitive in a changing market and what's increasingly becoming a corporate market. It's a corporate testing ground out there in Colorado, specifically in Denver.
You were you and I were talking when I met you down at the farmers market, that you were telling me that that big corporate chains, restaurant chains are use Denver as you said, a test market, and that really, I guess, puts added pressure on the market, on independent restaurants, because it's becoming more and more of a corporate restaurant focal point. Is that basically what's going on?
Yeah, and that's been going on for years. And I don't have anything against big business. It's got its place in America, don't get me wrong. But when it comes to, local restaurateurs trying to do the right thing and trying to stay active in the community, trying to feed their families and trying to make an impact on the cultural scene, you're not going to find that same interest from a corporation that has no vested interest in the community. They might do their things on a I put it this way, when it comes to like all the charity events and all the community activism that our restaurants do, it's up to us to roll our sleeves up and get active. Whereas with the chains, anybody can write a check, and that's what they do. God bless them. when it comes to rolling up your sleeves and getting down and dirty. That's what we do, and that's where we come in, and that's our stomping ground. As far as, you know, Colorado's our downtown, just, you know, take Lodo, for instance, where our other restaurant, That's a Dipping Grill, is, you know, it's very spread out. It's not as centralized. There's not as much action going on, so it's very easy to put one of these concepts, big corporate restaurants, on the street corner and nobody noticed and have that be the new biggest thing.
We're talking to Matt Selby. He is a chef at Steuben's and at the Vesta Dipping Grill. I met him at the farmer's market in Cherry Creek, and he told me about Harvest Week, which kicks off tomorrow here in Denver. The Denver Independent Network of Restaurants basically sponsors this. How can people participate in this and get involved in it?
Well, I tell you what, it's very simple. All you do is you go to our website, the DINR website, eatdenver.com, and pick a restaurant. And, you know, you're going to find most of your good local. And just because they're not a member and they're local doesn't mean that they ain't good. We're actively pursuing them, but if they don't join our little band of misfits, and that's okay too. But you select one of your favorite restaurants on there, check out their menu that they're doing through Harvest Week, and make a reservation. Just go on in there and do that all every day of the year. Well, not every day. It gets expensive. But that's all you got to do. The cool thing about that, there's that Harvest Week link on the website. You can check out all the cool menus. But this isn't a one-time, this isn't a one-week type of thing. It's all year. Support local, eat local, and buy local.
And it's absolutely essential. I mean, people, granted, the economy has really hurt many parts of the restaurant business because people have less discretionary spending, but people are still going out to eat. And I completely agree with you that if we don't support local independently owned businesses, whether it's restaurants or other kinds of businesses, then we're not going to have really an economy that looks all that local. I mean, I've traveled a lot all over this country when I do my book tours, and more of the places you go look the same. And that's just not cool. I mean, there's a problem when there's no difference between, you know, one town and another town. And one of the key things that I think people key in on when they talk about one city or another town being a great town, it's the restaurants and the restaurants and the bars, and that
Absolutely.
Adds such a vibrance to the community. And, you know, I really appreciate you guys putting this together. Again, it's Harvest Week. It kicks off tomorrow. The website, www.eatdenver.com/harvestweek. It's sponsored by the Denver Independent Network of Restaurants. It gives you a good list of some of the great independent restaurants here. I've been to Steuben's. It's fantastic. I love that place.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. It's really, really a great place. Matt Selby, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. We'll put the link on our website, okay?
I appreciate it, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, Matt, take care.
You too. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That was Matt Selby of Harvest Week, promoting Harvest Week here in Denver. It starts tomorrow. And as I said, you know, I'm not a purist on this, right? I'm not saying that you have to avoid all big businesses, all non-local big businesses. They're almost unavoidable. But, you know, if you have a chance to use a resource and figure out where a good independent place to do business is, to take your business to, it's worth doing that as well. And so, again, www.eatdenver.com/harvestweek. We'll put the link on our website at www.am760.net. I'm David Sirota.
It does rock, Dave.
It does rock, man.
The French fries, man?
Oh, man.
Oh,
and
dude.
It stays open late, and it's a good
place. They are great, man.
Last time I was there, I had... I just remember having a lot of PBR.
Now, I got to make sure. Steuben's, they serve the French fries in a little can, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's
right. On 17th Ave.
It's on 17th. That's right.
And Vesta, or is it Vespa?
It's a Vesta Dipping Grill.
Vesta Dipping Grill.
He said that's in Lodo. I've never been there.
We need to go check that one out.
We should check it out. When I go to Steuben's at 17th, 17th's got some great restaurants.
Yeah,
I go
17th
to,
is really happening street there.
It is. And I go to Watercourse, of course.
Isn't there a candy store or ice cream shop that you go to on 17th?
On 17th? No.
Is that your bagel joint?
No. My ice cream place lately, I've been obsessed with the Chillin' in Cherry Creek. The new one right across from Hapa Sushi. And now I really sound like a complete a complete Cherry Creek liberal, which I don't live in Cherry Creek.
You don't own a Land Rover either, do you?
I don't own a Land Rover. I don't live in Cherry Creek. I bike over to Cherry Creek. I could not afford to live in Cherry Creek.
Sure you could.
No. Yeah, I wish. One day I could dream of being able to afford to live in Cherry Creek.
If we pull our money together, you, me, Emily, and my wife and three kids and dog and Monty can all share like a little two-bedroom in Cherry Creek.
In Cherry Creek, that's right. All right, it's 9:17 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We'll take a couple of your calls if you want to call in, 303-713-7600. We'll take a couple of calls, open lines after the break, and then at 9...
Now, we got a guest next, Dave.
Oh, you're right. I blew it.
We're talking to Rolf Skow next.
Yes, that's right. I blew it. Okay. So after the next break, we'll take a couple calls, 303-713-7600. After this break, we're going to get an update on a new study connecting those wildfires, those western wildfires, directly to climate change. So stick around for that. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, really quick to recover on traffic this morning. Our only slow spot that I see at the moment, southbound 2 1/4, Park Road to Yosemite. That's due to an earlier crash. Residual jams, though, with high volume speeds are popping up into the 50s, though. Westbound Turnpike Sheridan to Wadsworth. Same deal, southbound I-25, I-70 taking you into downtown past Spear Boulevard. Your forecast, breezy in the a.m., partly cloudy skies, and a high near 74 degrees this afternoon. Tomorrow, going to be cooler with scattered showers in the afternoon and a high of 65. On Sunday, showers in the a.m., but sunny in the afternoon with highs pushing into the mid-70s. Right now, 64 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, looking for a great deal on genuine Toyota parts and service? Check your mail for deep.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paint stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
I'm here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We've been hearing a lot about those western wildfires. They clouded up the front range for a couple of days. And on the line with us now is Rolf Skar from Greenpeace. And there is a new report out in the journal Science that found that not only are these fires worsening as a result of climate change, but they're actually, the emissions that they create are adding, are exacerbating, are intensifying climate change. Rolf, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Yeah, glad to be on. Thanks for having me.
So what in this report is new? What can we learn from it? Is it just that we need to really do a better job of dealing with climate change, or is there something more specialized that we need to do?
Well, it's clearly a call to action, and I think that although the wildfire season in Colorado has been relatively mild this year, it certainly hasn't in California, where I'm calling in from. And this is just the latest bit of science, which is showing that if we do nothing about climate change, we have a future that's going to be pretty hot and full of fire. And so it's a reminder that we need to take action now, preventative action, to make sure that that we've got a safer a future.
So we're in kind of a cycle now where the fires get worse because of climate change, and then because the fires are worse, their emissions are worse, which helps make climate change worse, which helps make the fires worse, and it just round and round we go. And I'm wondering what in particular can we do. And by that I mean, is there something that we can do beyond just limiting carbon emissions in the way we've been talking about in the climate change legislation? Is part of this fighting wildfires more effectively? Is that part of this, or is that less a part of this?
Well, for years, Smokey the Bear and the federal government has been trying to put out every fire, and that has been shown to backfire a bit, because what that does is it just makes nature out of whack, and it builds up fuels, and so then you get bigger, hotter fires. That's generally not an option. We do need to have other preventative measures. We need to make sure we have smart fire-safe developments. We need to make sure that we do prescribed burning and other treatments in fire-dependent areas. And we need to do things like remove unneeded roads so that we don't have as many ignition sources as we have now, because, of course, you need a spark to get a fire. But really, when you mentioned the cycle, and the idea that, you know, fires create more pollution, which mm-hmm. creates more climate change, that's a kind of tipping point that we need to avoid, and that's the call to action here.
Let me interrupt you for 1 second, because this is not the only feedback loop that is involved in climate change. If I'm not mistaken, I think I heard Al Gore talk about this, where because the ice caps are melting, and because the white ice cap does a better job of, or basically reflects back the light as opposed to absorbing the light and absorbing the heat. When an ice cap starts melting and the sunlight starts going into more square miles of the ocean, that heats up the ocean. I mean, there's a feedback loop going on in the oceans as well. Do I have that basically right?
Yeah, that's what scientists call the albedo effect. It's sort of, you know, how much does the surface reflect light back out into the atmosphere. Sort of like when you put up a shield in the windshield of your car, it mm-hmm. reflects back out to keep the car cooler. Well, those ice caps do a great job of that, and so do other kinds of sources, surfaces around the world. That's why scientists are trying to explain global warming to us not so much as like a dimmer on a light switch where things get, you know, hotter gradually, but more of a light switch where suddenly you flip the switch and the light is either on or off. And that's the tipping point the scientists are telling us we need to try to avoid so that we don't get out of control global warming. So we're starting to see the effects now, but what they're saying is in the future, what we do now is adding the gases that will complicate things in the future and may lead to the flipping of that switch, and that's where we don't want to go.
How bad are the wildfires in terms of climate change? And give us some idea of, I mean, it's the science of how the emissions, the smoke, and the emissions from a wildfire intensify climate change. Well, are that we understand that because it's carbon dioxide. But on what scale? I mean, is this how big a problem is just that piece of this?
Well, it's pretty big. If you look at forests in general worldwide, deforestation is responsible for more greenhouse gas emissions than all the cars, trains, planes, boats, and ships in the world combined.
Now, wait a minute. Now, so I understand that. Deforestation is more responsible for emissions.
More climate pollution than all of the transport sector in the world combined. It's just behind, energy generation.
And when you calculate that, you're calculating, I'm assuming, the cost of actually the machines that actually deforest things.
Well, actually, the main sources, and this is why I brought it up, is fire. And in particularly in the tropics, there's a lot of human-caused fires. This is the way that a lot of tropical rainforests are cleared. They're not used, cut down, and made into 2x4s. They're generally slashed and burned. And then things like cattle or soy or palm oil are used to are put in their place. So I'm mixing both the up in the north. Of course, we have fires which are generally not human caused, although there are some arsons, of course. But I'm mixing that with the emissions from deforestation in southern countries, where most of it is deliberately burned, and you've got a huge problem on our hands. It's also a huge opportunity because with relatively little investment, we can bring most of those fires to a halt, and we can get pretty close to stopping tropical deforestation on a relatively short timeline and buying ourselves a lot of time to avoid that climate tipping point.
And obviously, there's the additional effect that when you kill off lots of trees are one of the nature's instruments which take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. I mean, that's they absorb carbon dioxide like all plants do. So there's that additional effect. We're talking to Rolf Skar. He works for Greenpeace about this new report showing a connection, a pretty serious connection, between wildfires and climate change. Tell us how climate change, tell us about the first part of this cycle. How does a warming climate, a warming planet, initially create better conditions for worse fires?
Yeah, well, at first blush, it seems pretty simple. Hotter, drier summers, especially with certain extremes, makes it easier for fires to really spread and get big. But of course, climate is something that's, more complicated than even just weather. And what we see with a lot of the predictions on global warming is that we're not only having extremes, but we will have droughts, and we'll have changes in precipitation patterns, which can really complicate things. For example, on the West Coast, we may have cycles of wet winters with an early snow melt, which leads to increased vegetation growth, and then extraordinarily dry summers. So you'd have sort of a double whammy there, where you'd get a buildup of flammable fuels followed by very hot and very dry conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, all you need is a spark.
We're talking to Rolf Skar of Greenpeace. Again, we're talking about this report that shows about a connection between climate change and these wildfires that we're seeing that are getting more and more intense. Obviously, this is a huge problem, particularly out here in the West. My final question for you is, how keyed in do you think the public is on these kinds of connections? I mean, climate change is such a huge issue, and there are so many issues associated with it. Do you think this wildfire for instance, it will be an effective way to talk to this region of the country about this? I mean, there's got to be, it's my take that at some level, there's got to be a way to boil down this issue to it is real for everybody, but to make people really feel that it's real for them in their lives. Obviously, people who live on the coast, you can make the strong case that this is going to change coastal sea patterns, et cetera, et cetera. Is this a good way in your mind, because you work in environmental politics, is this a good way to start trying to make this issue more tangible to people in, for instance, the Intermountain West?
Yeah, I think so, absolutely, because the trouble here is that we're not facing a scientific problem. The science is clear. It's a political problem. And as the old saying goes, all politics are local. We need to take an abstraction, global warming, which is something that's hard to sort of see and feel, and make it clear to people what's at stake. And I think people who are living in areas that will be affected by fire, or even, you know, beetle outbreaks like the ones we're seeing in Colorado now, those things affect people's daily lives. And we need to know why it is that we need to make some sacrifices now and pull together as a nation and rise up to this challenge. So that we have a better future.
I mean, and the thing is, you hear so much about, oh, cap and trade legislation or the carbon tax. It's a regressive tax, or it's just a tax. The thing is that if you use that frame, then it's a right wing frame. I don't think we should use that frame. But even if you're using that frame, I'd rather pay the tax now than pay the tax later. In the sense of, we're either going to pay to stop global climate change now, or we're really going to pay, and it may not, it's definitely going to be in money, but it's going to be in all sorts of other consequences later. And so studies like this you guys are getting out there, and that science, the journal Science has reported, are really important, I think, to try to make this issue tangible in the minds of the country and of different regions. Rolf Skaar of Greenpeace, you can find more about Greenpeace, obviously, at www.greenpeace.org. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
9:32 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. After the break, we will take your calls, open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We can go talk about anything you want to talk about. It's the last half hour of the show for this week. You want to talk more about health care, Obama on health care. You want to talk about any of the things that we've heard about from our guests. We talked about the connection between economists and the Federal Reserve. You want to talk about the Romanoff-Bennett primary. Andrew Romanoff formally filing papers yesterday to run for the U.S. Senate against Senator Michael Bennett, the wealthiest man, one of the wealthiest men in the Senate, raising a huge amount of money from out-of-state interests.
I want to talk about Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I want to see Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I know. You know, they toured with Kid Rock this summer.
I would like to see them.
And they didn't come to Colorado.
I would definitely like to see them. That would be cool. I bet the crowd is...
I don't know. I think there's only like one or maybe two of the original members left.
I know.
Still, Kid Rock and Lynyrd Skynyrd, that would have been my kind of concert.
Yeah. The crowd must have been a little bit, interesting.
Yeah.
At a Kid Rock.
I like rednecks, though. I don't like hicks. I like rednecks.
What's your distinction between the two?
Hicks are racists. Rednecks are just Southerners.
It's interesting because if you would have given me those two terms, I would have probably
said the rednecks are the racist.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I know very many rednecks that aren't racist at all. I got lots of friends in Alabama.
You got lots of friends in Alabama?
Yes, I do.
I've never been to Alabama.
Man, you got to go to the Redneck Riviera is what they call it down there, and the white sand beaches of Orange Beach, Alabama. You'd love it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'd rather be at the Jersey Shore.
Seriously? The Jersey Shore,
dude,
man?
Dude, don't knock until you try it.
It's like you're swimming in, like, you know, Coke cans are hitting you in the head.
That's a lot of
nonsense. I never want to go on a dip in the Atlantic Ocean, dude. Sorry.
Oh, come on, man.
Seriously.
You'd rather go to the Redneck Riviera than the Jersey Shore?
The Gulf of Mexico,
you know what?
In Alabama, yeah.
If my old friends in Philadelphia could hear you talking, they'd tell you.
Well, hey, let's take votes. Who would rather go to the white sand beaches in Gulf Shores, Alabama, or if you'd rather go walk around in, like, broken glass in Atlantic City?
Oh, man. You're trashing
I'm just being a realist. Sorry.
You know what? We're doing open phones. If anybody wants to weigh in on that, 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update.
All right, Dave. Traffic is really looking good for us now. Looks like there's speeds in the 50s and 60s on 225 in Aurora. Same deal traveling across Littleton and Highlands Ranch on C-470. Southbound 25, just a little slow right now. I-70 past Spear. And if you're getting out, we do have some construction going on. Hamden and Chambers, also both directions of 104th Avenue as you're going across the I-25 bridge. And finally, Colfax between Kipling and Sheridan. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds and breezy as a cold front is hitting Colorado. Highs in the metro today, only in the lower to mid-70s. Right now, 66 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save money in the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com.
Scrabble at Subway is back with millions of chances to win and so many prizes. Cash, trips, hybrid cars, VIP experiences to this summer's hottest concerts, and so much more. Play Scrabble at Subway, where winners eat.
There's a lot of sports bars, but not... Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
AM 760 listeners, it's Tom Hartman for Outdoor Kitchen. Outdoor Kitchen has everything you'll need for Colorado outdoor living. They have the largest selection of barbecue grills and grill accessories in the Rocky Mountains. And Outdoor Kitchen has a huge selection of high-quality patio furniture. Do yourself a favor this year. Stop in and see all there is to see at Outdoor Kitchen. You'll find them at I-225 and Tamarack behind Sonic. Call 303-991-9911. 303-991-9911. Or go to OutdoorKitchen.com.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
New or used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like exclusive access to year-round benefits at more than 60 select Sonoma County wineries, including Adobe Road and Matrix, just for being a cardholder. Simply show your Visa Signature card at participating wineries to receive complimentary tastings. Plus, enjoy additional savings on winery purchases when you use your card. For more details and a winery map, visit Visa.com/signature. So, look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks, in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out the full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card. More people go with Visa.
Want to do something good for yourself and your community? Register to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance reduces air pollution and saves you money at the gas pump. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and Maintenance Matters. Remember, maintenance does matter.
You pick the party playlist? Explaining how you get more than 300 radio stations for free right on your iPhone or BlackBerry? Of course not. iHeartRadio.com.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's going to go to the phones, take some calls here, last couple minutes of the show. Let's go to Corey in Broomfield. Corey, you're on AM 760.
Yes, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay, listen, hey, the last half hour has given me a couple more things to speak about, but let me just preface my call by saying that I'm a hick from Western Pennsylvania, and I'm also a centrist.
Okay.
And some of my questions, you know, are regarding President Obama's speech, and you know, basically he said, quote, unquote, I will make it against the law, too. And then he listed a few things such as, I will make it against the law to deny people health care because of existing conditions, not give health care to illegal immigrants. How will he go about making that against the law? Because I think that that's impossible.
Which part do you think is impossible?
The third one for sure, but I just don't think that he's going to be able to make it impossible to grant health care to illegals.
You don't think it'll be possible for him to grant?
That's correct.
As opposed to make it illegal to grant?
Well, that's what I'm just saying. How is he going to make it illegal to do those three things or other things that he talked about in his speech? I don't know, because they're not against the law right now. How does he propose to make those things against the law to do?
Well, it's a good, you ask a good question. I don't think it's, look, there's two things here. One is that the White House has been criticized, and I think fairly, for not putting details on many of the things that President Obama has talked about. So I think that is I think on both the right and left, it's fair to be not all that happy with the fact that, again, that the president has not backed up his rhetoric with any kind of really serious details. I think in the matters that you're talking about, look, Congress and the president can write laws as narrowly or as broadly as they want. I mean, that is what they do. That is what they can do. And I know that there's this argument out there that the 10th Amendment somehow constrains them from writing different pieces of legislation on health care. I think that's not true. So you can go from the most narrow, tightly written legislation to the broadest kind of legislation. But I think you're just speaking to a bigger problem, which is that we haven't really seen enough of the details yet. And I think that's a real problem. And I think, by the way, that that's a real problem on both the right and left. I wish I had a better answer, on this issue.
That. And when you had the man from Greenpeace on, I was watching Bill O'Reilly the other night, and he actually had a meteorologist on from State College, Pennsylvania, who kind of refuted some of the things, and Bill also said that, Greenpeace actually refused to come on to, substantiate whatever they had to say. But whatever the man from Greenpeace that you had on today, he didn't really talk about the same type of things that were on Bill O'Reilly's show. But that's why I'm a centrist. I listen to the right, to the left, to the conservative, to the progressive.
I mean, I can give you some detail. This is from PolitiFact, which is the Pulitzer Prize-winning website from the St. Petersburg Times. And that what they do is, and they're very down the middle, they will go after Democrats, they'll go after Republicans. Here's what they say. They're talking about this claim that the health care bill will extend health care to undocumented workers. They say, so who's right here, Wilson, Joe Wilson, the guy who screamed out, you lie, or Obama? We've been monitoring claims about health care reform and illegal immigrants for some time now. Most notably, a chain email claimed that page 50 of the House bill gave free health care to illegal immigrants. That page didn't say that. Rather, it included a generic non-discrimination clause that said insurers may not discriminate with regard to personal characteristics extraneous to the provision of high-quality health care or related services. So we rated the chain emails claim pants on fire untrue. We read all 1,000-plus pages of the health care bill and were struck by the fact that it is largely silent on health care for undocumented workers. Keep in mind that experts estimate that there were 6.8 million uninsured undocumented workers in the United States in 2007 out of a total of about 12 million. Right now, there are laws on the books that require hospitals to treat severely ill people who arrive at the hospital regardless of immigration status, and we didn't see anything in the bill that would change those laws either. Most undocumented immigrants are also now excluded from Medicaid, the government-run health care for the poor. We didn't see anything that would change that. So as just one example, depending on what the details are, if the rules are written in the way many Medicaid programs are written, there is certainly a way to do that. Now, we can get into a debate about whether that's moral. I think personally, it's my opinion and you can disagree, I think it's immoral to, I think our immigration policy in general is immoral. I think that we have helped create the immigration situation in this country by passing massive free trade deals that allow corporations to go in to other countries and basically, especially Mexico, NAFTA, destroy their local economies, and then we somehow wonder why there's immigration pressure at our border. We have private corporations that exploit undocumented workers because they want a cheap source of labor. And so to then see all of that, see all the public policies that have helped create this immigration situation, and then say, you know, when we pass health care, we're going to make sure that undocumented workers who need the most basic health care services should be excluded. That's going to, not only do I think that's immoral, you know, somebody comes into a hospital and can't get service, that's just immoral, but I also think it causes other problems. You know, I heard somebody else say, you know, if you allow the undocumented population to be for illnesses to metastasize there because you're not treating them, you create other healthcare problems for the rest of your society. So we can disagree on that, but there's certainly a way to write these laws in a way that effectively deals with this issue in a humane way. The problem is, as you say, as you and I agree, there's not enough details out there about what the White House is exactly proposing on that issue. Hey, thanks for the call. Bill in Douglas County. Bill, you're on AM 760.
Hey, on global warming, a couple things. You know, there's been noted changes in migration of various species, fish and birds. The other day there was a report that in the waters off of Iceland, the species called monkfish, which isn't well known in this country, but it's eaten a lot in Europe, it's a very white, fleshy fish, was rarely found south of Iceland. Now it's found almost all the way around Iceland because of the increasing water temperatures up there. And there's been many examples of this. The French viticulturers in Bordeaux and Burgundy are talking about having to change the way they operate because of seasonal adjustments. And also right here in Colorado, the ski industry is very, very concerned about losing the end and the beginning of their ski season, which is where all their profit is. If you take away 10% of their ski season and their profit's like 8%, guess what? They're bankrupt.
Yeah, that's right. That's a really good point. And look, climate change, the issue of climate change impacts so many different parts of all different parts of the world and all different geographies, and the wildfires are just one example of many right here in Colorado. I mean, this says nothing of what what climate change does for the agriculture industry and what it does in terms of droughts and the agriculture industry. So you're absolutely right, and you know the fact that I'm disappointed about what's going on in healthcare, but when you start talking about climate change, it can start to get apocalyptic. I mean, our Congress is debating a cap and trade bill that has already been pretty well gutted, and it's not even the gutted version isn't even moving.
Yeah, and you know what else? People they completely ignore this glacier melt off, which I think has been objectively documented around the world. I think there's one glacier out there somewhere that's not retreating at the moment, and they'll point to that. But the glacier melt-off is huge. And here's another thing that you talked about the albedo and the feedback effects. Here's another thing that a lot of people don't know. If you take ice that's at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, it's frozen, and you add heat to it and melt it, it becomes water at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. That means you've added a lot of heat, but the temperature hasn't changed. What has changed is the phase of the material. It's gone from solid to liquid.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. Here's what a lot of people don't know. If you take that same amount of heat and add it again to the water, it will heat up. Do you know what the temperature will be?
Tell us.
168 degrees Fahrenheit.
Is that right?
If that is correct. And what that means is that all that melting is masking a huge amount of heating because it's happening at a zero temperature change.
That's right. That's right. Look, that, and you know, it's these feedback loops that we are dealing with. And the thing that freaks me out is how many of these feedback loops do we not even know are happening and that are happening right in our midst? Hey, thanks for the call. 9:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Just so you know, Dave, one vote for you in the Jersey Shores, no vote for...
All right.
For the Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Yeah, anybody wants to weigh in on that.
You
where would you rather vacation?
At AM760.net.
Where would you rather vacation? The Jersey Shore or...
Where it's going to be like 35 degrees if you try to get in the water. Meanwhile, if you go to the Gulf of Mexico, where you can at least enjoy the water.
Turk is such a hater. Such a hater. We should play on the way back in. Let's try to play the Bruce Springsteen song, Atlantic City, if we can dig it up.
Oh, man, you want to really make me hurl? Okay, good. Make me play Bruce Springsteen. You got it, Dave. As far as traffic is concerned, we do have a couple late accidents might get in your way. Northbound I-25 at 38th Avenue there. Also got a two-vehicle accident at 20th and Washington. The rest of the drive looking pretty good. Speeds back in the 50s and 60s on all the major highways. Your forecast, breezy in the morning. Partly cloudy skies and a high near 74 this afternoon. Tomorrow going to be a lot cooler. Going to have some scattered showers in the afternoon and a high of 65. Sunday, showers in the a.m., but sunny in the afternoon. Highs pushing into the mid-70s. Right now, 66 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Orville Redenbacher popcorn and Gatorade cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. Thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an intelligent assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
We couldn't find Atlantic City, but hey, Bruce is from Jersey. Gotta respect that. 9:56 here on AM 760. Just want to follow up here. We were talking a little bit about whether undocumented workers get covered by universal health care by the proposal by the Obama administration. Now we can debate whether undocumented workers should or should not. I think it's pretty immoral to persecute undocumented workers. However, the University of Pennsylvania's tracking service, factcheck.org, has also said that this is false. The St. Petersburg Times PolitiFact says it's false. So does factcheck.org. A listener emailed me to let me know about that. I'm looking at the website now. False, that illegal immigrants will be covered under Obama's proposal. Again, we can debate whether they should or should not, but the charge by the Republicans that it does is not true. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Bonnie. Bonnie, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
I'm a blue neck from southwestern Pennsylvania, and I know enough about Alabama from watching My Cousin Vinny. That's my favorite movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Well, I listened to the conversation between you and yesterday's first and second callers, and very quickly on the first caller, I would have commented on her claim that people don't understand that Canada's single-payer system isn't free. We do understand that single-payer health care on the consumption end is free, but it's paid for up front with taxes.
That's right. No, that's a good point, and I think that that the Republicans, they like to separate out taxes from benefits, right? They will rail on taxes in one set of rants, and then they will accuse or attack programs for instance, making it seem like things are free when they're not. You're exactly right.
Right.
Canada's system is not free.
And they like to be paternalistic. Now, the second caller, she just didn't interpret or even hear what Obama laid out about the 5% of people who would qualify for the public option the way you did.
Mm-hmm.
But I think misunderstanding or even hard of hearing or hard of listening to the facts is not a lie. Somehow she interpreted your explanation as a way of not listening to her. And in the end, some people just don't want to hear what is screaming between the lines. And Obama's very good at that kind of communication to progressives.
Yeah, you know, and
he doesn't address us straight up.
And in the AM 760 forum, and I posted this at www.am760.net, a couple of folks have said that they were upset with me for saying that the caller yesterday, when she said that Obama drew a line in the sand and said that there could be no health reform without a public option. I said that was a lie, that wasn't true, that Obama said exactly the opposite. Some people were upset with me that my tone got aggressive. Some people were upset that I said it was a lie. And the thing is, I will concede this. I will concede that my tone is probably too hot, and I really do apologize for that. Sometimes I get a little into the debate too much. And also, it's absolutely possible that the caller didn't know she was misstating the case, which would mean she was just wrong, but not necessarily deliberately lying. Hey, Bonnie, thanks for the call. All right, everybody, have a good weekend. I'll be here on Monday.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we'll talk about...
Hello, AM 760 listeners. It's Tom Hartman for Outdoor Kitchen. Outdoor Kitchen has everything you'll need for Colorado outdoor living. They have the largest selection of barbecue grills and grill accessories in the Rocky Mountains. And Outdoor Kitchen has a huge...